Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Erica Barr's sister was among those who were wounded. Base Commander Lieutenant General Bob Cohn says in the midst of the attack, those under fire were most concerned about their fallen comrades.
A young lady who realizes that her battle buddy is hurt, takes her blouse off, ties a tourniquet, carries the guy outside, gets him to safety, and then realizes she herself is shot.
We're live this morning with CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula at Fort Hood with the latest.
Nick, the shooting rampage played out in a cramped, crowded Fort Hood building with little place to run or hide, the Soldier Readiness Center. About 300 soldiers were lined up to get shots and eye testing as they get ready to be deployed overseas. Shooting survivors say the suspect carried out the massacre in a very calm and measured approach. The troops scrambled to the ground and helped one another to safety. Nick?
The alleged shooter is hospitalized this morning. More from CBS News correspondent Manuel Gallegos at Fort Hood.
It's unclear, actually, if authorities have been able to talk to him, whether he's remained unconscious since the shootings. He's on a ventilator. He's been shot 4 times. So whether they've questioned him, whether he is going to be conscious soon, those are all things that remain to be seen.
What's known about the suspect's backgrounds? We're live this morning with CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
Well, Charles Garlick used to live near Major Hassan.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, the guy always acted like a real, you know, a real clean-cut, nice guy.
But a more troubling portrait is emerging, too. The base commander tells The Early Show that during the shooting...
There are reports, unconfirmed, that he was saying Allah Akbar.
Colleagues say Hassan, who was born in the U.S., argued with them about America's wars and was upset about his own upcoming Afghanistan deployment, and reportedly had asked for a discharge. There was a poor performance review at Walter Reed, and the Pentagon is looking into whether Internet postings about suicide bombings are Hassan's. Nick?
CBS News correspondent David Martin has more from the Pentagon.
There's a cruel irony here that an Army psychiatrist who was supposed to be helping other soldiers deal with their problems clearly had massive problems of his own. And one of the things that the Army now has to figure out is, were there any signs that Major Hassan was capable of this? And if there were, was there anything the Army could or should have done to prevent this?
Now, for the military family at Fort Hood, this is a serious blow. More from CBS News correspondent Don Teague.
I can tell you that this is very difficult as a person who's been in the military. I've actually trained here at Fort Hood. Despite this being a huge post, it's a very close-knit community. Everyone feels a sort of common cause here. Despite their personal fears about whether or not their loved ones are involved, they all are in pain about the fact that this happened in a place like this to people who are serving their country.
It's the Friday morning edition of the CBS World News Roundup, where the time is 4 minutes past the hour.
Dad, your son seems upset. Some kids in school tease him. You know he wants someone to talk to, but you don't want to embarrass him. Put your arm around him. Talk to him about when you were his age. Listen to what he's saying and not saying. Let him know you love him for exactly who he is. It will make a difference. Kids do better with involved dads. A message from...
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
This is Mario Solis Maric. Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Soul Source Solar.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. The community surrounding Colorado's Fort Carson Army Base is reacting with shock and grief after the shootings at Fort Hood in Texas. Fort Carson has wrestled with off-post violence after Iraq war veterans from a single brigade were accused of connections to 11 slaying since 2005. 9 people have been indicted in Jefferson County in an identity theft and forgery ring. Pam Russell with the DA's office says it involved breaking into cars, stealing personal information, and more.
One thing they did was steal mail out of mailboxes, and we have seen this for so many years and are trying to warn folks about putting outgoing mail in those boxes if it includes any sort of a check, paying a bill, anything like that with your personal financial information.
The ring operated from October of last year through February of this year. A total of 101 counts were filed. The ID theft ring defrauded at least 26 businesses, including King Soopers, Walmart, Wells Fargo, and First Bank. In sports, the Nuggets and the Avs are both in action tonight. The Nuggets are in Miami. The Avs play the Blackhawks at the Pepsi Center. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a great start to this morning's commute. Speeds are decent on 25, 2 1/4, looking great. Same deal on I-70 over that elevated stretch. No problems to report on 36 either. Heading out to TIA, security wait times less than 10 minutes. Plenty of parking spaces. Pena Boulevard's wide open. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a relatively hot day. We can expect a high in the upper 70s today. We'll get breezy at times, winds gusting up to 28 miles an hour, currently 46. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get great prices at Walmart on great gift items this Saturday, November 7th, like an HP laptop for only $298. Start Saturday at 8 a.m. Price and availability may vary in Hawaii, Oklahoma, and Wisconsin. Quantities are limited. No rain checks. Model G60 519WM. Minimum 10 laptops per store. Save money, live better, Walmart.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a real easy way to find out. Just go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Remember, your prostate affects your flow, sleeping habits, and quality of life. You can call right now for one free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-394-6545. 1-800-394-6545. That's 1-800-394-6545.
Live here, coast to AM coast from our little radio factory here on Capitol Hill, just down the street from the United States Capitol building, where the debate in the House of Representatives will take place today, and the vote will take place tomorrow. The president was going to go up to the Capitol today to rally the Democrats. That has been postponed until tomorrow. So he'll be there right before the vote, just sort of the cheerleader to send them off onto the floor to vote for health care legislation after he gives them one last big pep talk. We've got it all covered here from our little studio here in Capitol Hill, and you can join in at any time at 866-55-PRESS. Lots of calls this morning on healthcare reform. 866-55-77-377 is one call you've got to make. You've got to call your member of Congress today, whether they're for it or against it or haven't made up their mind yet. Call and tell them vote for the House healthcare reform legislation. And the best way to do so, go to the website. Our good friends from AFSCME, the largest health and public workers union in the United States, has put up a toll-free number, 888-460-0813. 888-460-0813. That will connect you to the Capitol switchboard. You can ask for any member of Congress and give them the good word, put the pressure on to vote yes, 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 yes. That's on the website at BillPressShow.com. While you're there, we think you'd enjoy this. We know you'll enjoy this if you have time. 8.5 minutes. Take your time to watch it. Jon Stewart doing his imitation of Glenn Beck last night.
Very good.
Very, very good.
It is spot on.
Very funny. Peter Ogbart and Dan Henning in place, ready to go.
In now.
Always ready to serve.
And we are keeping our eye on, and so the cables, certainly the cable shows are this keeping the coverage this morning on that horrific situation out at Fort Hood in Texas, the massacre at that military base yesterday. Just a little while ago, Colonel John Rossi from Fort Hood held a news conference where he gave the latest update.
At this time, the number of victims killed remains 13, and 28 injured remain hospitalized. This continues to be a cooperative investigation with both state and federal law enforcement officials. The outpouring of support from federal, state, local agencies, local community members throughout the country has been exceptional, and we here at Fort Hood greatly appreciate it.
And the killer identified as Major Nidal Hassan, a psychiatrist at the base there, had been deployed, was very upset about being deployed to go to Afghanistan later this month. And I just saw Lester Holt reporting on MSNBC
That soldiers are allowed to have their own personal weapons. Many of them do, and it's believed that he used his own handguns, not military service rifles, to go on this rampage, killing rampage. Yesterday, he was not killed, as was originally appointed. He was shot four times, but he is in the hospital in custody. What a tragic, tragic situation. Thing you would never happen. Think you would never, never expect that where people might be at danger would be on a military base on U.S. soil from another member of the military. Impossible to imagine. Coming up a little bit later in the show, Congressman Jay Inslee from Washington State, who says his goal is to make the United States the Saudi Arabia of wind energy. And today, again, the vote on health care in the House of Representatives, and I think we ought to vote. They ought to vote. Yes, but first...
This is the Full Court Press.
On this Friday, other headlines making news. Marcus Jordan, that's Michael Jordan's son. Not a good week for him. Not only did he manage to go 0-3 in 23 minutes of play during Central Florida's first exhibition basketball game this week, he also managed to lose millions of dollars for the program. The school has a $3 million six-year contract with Adidas, but Jordan refused to wear anything on his feet but his Air Jordans, of course, the shoes that made his dad famous and rich. Adidas has since ended its contract with the school.
So they pulled all the money out of the school because of this one kid?
Yeah, because he refused to wear Adidas.
I'd throw his ass off the team. I don't care who his father is.
I got to tell you, though, if he was caught wearing anything other than Air Jordans, he would never hear the end of it. So
I see
his point. But, I mean, you know.
My prediction, very good chance that they're going to get a contract with Nike.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Exactly.
And Rihanna speaking out about her ordeal with Chris Brown. She says going back to the rapper after he attacked her was wrong, telling yesterday's Good Morning America, any woman who has been beaten by a boyfriend or husband should be blinded by their love for that person. Rihanna warned young women to, quote, don't react off love. She said she made a mistake. The arrest of the R&B singer is tonight on 2020.
Oh, man.
And NBC's hit drama Law & Order, doing another Rip from the Headlines episode. It will center on a well-known celebrity talk show host married with children who has taken in part of a series of short-lived affairs with some of the people that work for him. You think you know who I'm talking about?
Geez.
Yes. A fictional host will then be forced to publicly address their sexual activity when they're blackmailed for $3 million. It is, of course, about David Letterman's sex scandal. However, to make the story unique to the show, Law & Order is going to be making that TV show host a woman.
What was the reference to married with children?
Someone who was married
with children.
Not my favorite TV show of all time. No. I'm sorry. It threw me because... All right. I wish they would bring that back.
Hey, by the way, just a side note.
I guess you can probably watch it on...
The guy that played Al Bundy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's on a new TV show on ABC called Modern Family, and he's phenomenal. And Ed Harris.
Ed Harris.
Ed Harris. Blake on the guy.
Whoever he is, he is so
killer on this new show. Yeah, you'd like it.
I'll have to watch it. 13 minutes after the hour now, they will start the debate today. It's the healthcare final version has been up for at least 48 hours. They wanted it up for 72 hours before the vote begins. That will be tomorrow, the debate today. And I got to tell you, let me just read you an email I got this morning. This is from George out in Seattle, who says, Bill, I've been voting for Democrats for 30 years, but if the Democrats pass this health care bill, I will never vote for another Democrat. I cannot vote for a party that sold us out to the insurance companies. Well, I know George isn't the only one who feels that way. I know there are a lot of our listeners who feel that way. But I have to tell you, and look, I am total single payer. I've always supported single payer. I've always felt that that is the way to go. And there's just no doubt about it. It is the cheapest, the best, would provide the best care at the lowest cost. And I wish that that had been an option this year. It simply is not. Obama's not for it, and there are not enough votes in the Congress. Short of single payer, I think that this bill on the House of the floor of representatives is the best we could get out of this Congress, and realistically, and I would vote for it. So I would disagree with George and some of you who might say this is not worth voting for. love you to challenge me on it, 866-55-PRESS. But here's why. First, let me just back up a little bit. Yesterday, the bill got a big boost when two big organizations, the American Medical Association and the AARP, both very powerful. They don't represent all docs. They don't represent all seniors, but they represent the majority of them. Here's Barry Rand, the chair of the AARP, saying why they endorse this bill.
Insurers, quality, affordable health coverage options for all Americans. It provides and strengthens Medicare for today's seniors and future generations, and it puts us on a path to improving our long-term health system.
And he said they're not just endorsing, they're going to get out there and try to get all their members to contact members of Congress to vote yes.
We will fight with the strength of our nearly 40 million members to get this done and to ensure that all Americans have access to affordable, quality health care.
And unfortunately, I didn't make the briefing yesterday, but President Obama surprised everybody by kicking off the briefing himself, a surprise visit to the White House briefing room, and urging members of Congress to listen to what both these organizations had to say.
I urge Congress to listen to AARP, listen to the AMA, and pass this reform for hundreds of millions of Americans who will benefit from it.
Now, again, I would not pretend to you or try to fool you to say that this legislation is perfect, because it is not. It is not single payer, and it's not as strong a public plan option as we wanted to see. But here's what it's got going for it, I think. It does get rid of the pre-existing condition practice of insurance companies today, bans it. It does prevent and prohibit the insurance companies from dropping people who have coverage because they get sick or they get a serious illness or any other member of their family does. It does permit the federal government, under this public plan option, to negotiate with pharmaceutical companies for the lower price of drugs, and it gets rid of that donut in the Medicare Part D, which is so expensive for so many seniors. It does extend coverage to 36 million people today who don't have any health insurance whatsoever. There are 47 million who don't. I guess it's impossible. I don't understand why it's impossible to write a bill that covers everybody. Maybe that would be too expensive, but this gets to 36 million people. It is a bill that is paid for through a combination of savings in Medicare and a tax on the wealthiest, very, very wealthiest of Americans, couples making over $1 million a year, individuals making over $500,000 a year. And it does have a public plan option in it. Again, not the robust one that you and I would want, not the one that's open to everybody yet, but it is a public plan option, a lot better than the Senate one, where states can opt out of it, and it is based on negotiated rules. I think that's got to be improved over time, but for now, that's the only way they can get 218 votes. So you might have heard Lynn Woolsey, co-chair of the Progressive Caucus, a little bit earlier, say that she was planning on voting for this, and there's nobody more liberal in the House of Representatives than Lynn Woolsey. I think it's one where you've got to say, look, we are on the very verge, right on the brink of doing something that we liberals have been fighting for 60-some years or more, which is universal health care insurance for this country. We are that close with this bill, and I think it's important to vote yes. 866-55-PRESS. 866-55-77-377. And if I were in the Congress, I would be voting yes tomorrow on the House health care bill. And if I were in the Senate, I'd be voting no on that piece of crap, because I don't think it is weak enough or strong enough. So I just want you to know, I wouldn't vote for just anything. I really do think, having analyzed it, that the House bill, while it doesn't go as far as we want, is still a damn good bill, and that one that liberals ought to be supporting. 866-55-PRESS.
I still believe we can do great things, and that here and now we will meet history's test.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
Because that's who we are. That is our calling. That is our character.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Yeah.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-914-5076. That's 1-800-914-5076. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-914-5076. That's 1-800-914-5076.
I'm Felix. I've been doing tattoos for over 15 years. I get people in here who ask me about removing a tattoo they don't want anymore. I've really had nothing to help. And then I discovered Wrecking Ball. It's an easy daily fading system. The darkest, deepest pigments, they easily fade without any discoloring, blemishing, or scarring the skin. Wrecking Ball is really the best thing for tattoo regret.
Call right now, 1-800-507-4221. For your in-home 60-day risk-free trial, that's 1-800-507-4221. That's 1-800-507-4221.
Right, let's get down to brass tacks. GEICO's the third largest car insurance company in the nation with a 97% customer satisfaction rating. We insure over 18 million drivers and we're dedicated to keeping every one of them happy. And geckos are hard workers. Okay, to be honest, I don't know any other geckos in the biz. Well, there's a lizard in a canyon, but we just say hello in the hallway. I think his name's Steve.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
TGIF and traffic's looking pretty good for us on Friday morning commute. At least here in the 6 a.m. hour, southbound 25 is starting to fill up a couple different spots. 104th to 84th again, Park Avenue on past Spear. Also seeing more headlights, southbound 2 1/4, Colfax past Alameda. Your forecast could be a record breaker with sunny skies and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Our old record is 79, set in 1934. Right now, 53 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hello, this is Courtney Pierce, president of Buy and Build Incorporated, Denver's fix and flip supply house that's open to the public. Buy and Build understands the current economic conditions, and we are here to help. Saving money is more important than ever, and Buy and Build's below wholesale pricing can save you literally thousands of dollars without compromising quality. From cabinets and flooring to sinks, faucets, and toilets, we have the best prices in the nation. See us at 4800 Washington Street in Denver. Reach us at 303-295-6022 or buyandbuild.net. You'll be thrilled with the thousands you save at Buy and Build.
We asked women how they felt about getting older. Their number one answer?
Invisible.
I am the invisible woman.
No one gives me a second glance anymore. It's like, hello, over here.
Well, Hydroxytone is going to change that because we believe that every woman deserves smooth, radiant skin that gets noticed. In fact, we feel so strongly about it, we want to give every woman who wants noticeably younger looking skin a free trial of Hydroxytone. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. Clinically proven Hydroxytone is dermatologist recommended. With ingredients that tighten skin and make wrinkles and fine lines disappear from view. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in celebrity gift bags at this year's Emmy Awards.
I get noticed now. I look like I did 5, maybe even 10 years ago.
Take years off your appearance faster than you thought possible. Get your risk-free trial of Hydroxytone today. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-900-6166.
You're listening to...
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Do you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105. And online at www.solaripsi.com.
Things about the health care bill. To be honest, I'm kind of scared of it as a small business owner. I've been running small businesses for about 15 years. And at the top of our game with as many as 13 employees. And if they do the tax on small businesses that they're talking about, it's going to hurt. We don't run with that huge of a margin that we can absorb 7% out of any profits. I mean, it's going to come directly out of either the employees' wages get reduced, or we're going to have to lay somebody off to be able to afford it.
Well, first of all, let me say this, Scott. I run a small business too, right? This radio show is a small business. I raise the money for it. I raise the investment capital. I write a check every month for 11.5% of the salaries of our employees here on the radio show for health and retirement benefits. And I just work. I factored into the cost of doing business. So I hear you, number one, but I just want to point out that's the way I approach it. Secondly, my understanding is, and I had lunch with Senator Tom Harkin yesterday, and we talked about this issue, that if you have under 25 employees, you're not required to provide health insurance to your employees. I wish you were, but you're not under the under the proposed legislation. You're let off the hook.
Okay. Well, personally, that's a good thing for me. Then I was not aware of that. But, I mean, how long will we be exempt? I mean, I run a marginal, I'm in an industry that's real competitive, providing computer IT services. And, you know, me being scared of this tax actually goes back to some of the better days we've had. But as competitive as your margins are low, our major cost is labor. I make, at the best of times, I usually end up in an end of a year probably make a little bit less than our highest paid employees.
Well, take a look at it, Scott. I think you'll find Senator Harkin is my source. Take a look at it. I think you'll find that you're gonna be okay. And I think also all business owners should. I think they've got an obligation to provide health care to their employees. Again, I do. Dan, caller from Jacksonville, Florida. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Bill. Hey, as I was telling your call screener, I'm one of your teabaggers that you like to make fun of, apparently, and we don't understand the bill. Now, looking at this bill, I'm looking at line 17, page 110, section 222. Now, it's concerning abortion. Now, I was watching Elijah Cummings out of Maryland.
Well, I was going to tell you, Dan, you know what? I think the whole abortion debate is just, to me, it's a waste. There's federal law right now, which I disagree with, but it's been the law for a long time, called the Hyde Amendment. Federal funds cannot be used to pay for abortion. Okay? That law is not changed by the health care reform legislation. I think this is just a... No, I don't even want to hear it. I just think it's a phony issue. I'm sorry. Brian from West Texas. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how's it going, Bill?
Good.
You know, and this kind of follows on the heels of that previous caller. I'm amazed. I saw a headline that the Christian conservatives rally against health care. And I just thought, it's so ironic, and you don't hear much about the irony of...
Yeah.
Something that, you know, I think Jesus... I don't purport to know what Jesus would do, but I would think that he probably wouldn't think it was a bad idea to take a small percentage of what we spend on war and help poor children and help the uninsured.
Brian, you're absolutely right. Jesus spent most of his public life curing the sick. He would vote for the health care legislation.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Isn't
Truckers, we know you can't afford to waste time at a weigh station. That's why you need PrePass. With PrePass, highway sensors check your weight and certification as you drive highway speed. If everything checks, a green light on your dash lets you know you keep on driving. Try it for free. We guarantee you're going to want PrePass along on every haul. Go to PrePass.com and enter the promo code FREE or call 888-559-PASS. That's 888-559-PASS. 888-559-7277.
I'm Felix. I've been doing tattoos for over 15 years. I get people in here who ask me about removing a tattoo they don't want anymore. I've really had nothing to help. And then I discovered Wrecking Ball. It's an easy daily fading system. The darkest, deepest pigments, they easily fade without any discoloring, blemishing, or scarring the skin. Wrecking Ball is really the best thing for tattoo regret.
Call right now, 1-800-507-4221 for your in-home 60-day risk-free trial. That's 1-800-507-4221. That's 1-800-507-4221.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Traffic and volume pretty standard around the Denver metro right now. We do have a problem up north. It's going to be a FedEx car on fire on I-25 at Highway 119 near Longmont. That is catching some looks. Back around the metro, things pretty standard. Like I said, just the normal jams coming southbound on 25 through North Glen and Thornton again near downtown after Park Avenue. The forecast, mostly sunny and breezy, high around 77 degrees. Could break a record. Our old record is 79. Right now, 53 degrees in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get to Kohl's Power Shopping Sale this Friday and Saturday. It's two full days of the most powerful prices store-wide. All day this Friday and Saturday, only at Kohl's. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Do you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105. And online at www.solaris.com.
Don't do it! Don't buy hardwood floors until you've checked out Lumber Liquidators. If you've already made your purchase, refuse delivery and get a refund now. And take all the boxes back. Don't waste your money. Lumber Liquidators can beat every price you've ever seen on hardwood flooring. Save hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars at Lumber Liquidators. To prove it, we'll give you a free full-color catalog now. You won't believe the beautiful top-quality hardwood, hand-scraped bamboo, or cork and laminate floors you can have at these incredible prices. You must see to believe. Even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Bila has in his home. Our prices are incredibly low because we only sell hardwood flooring. No fancy overhead, no fooling around. Want high quality at the absolute lowest prices anywhere? We can ship directly to you. Or stop by any location in your area. Call now for your free catalog. 1-800-948-5175. Call 800-948-5175. That's 800-948-5175.
Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, and quality of life. You can call right now for one free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-394-6545. 1-800-394-6545. That's 1-800-394-6545.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere.
For information, go to cityofhope.org/deliverhope.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
Is the Bill Press Show.
33 minutes after the hour of the Bill Press Show on this Friday, November 6th, we're coming to you live coast to coast from our radio studio on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., where debate on health care reform will begin on the floor of the House of Representatives very shortly, and a vote scheduled for tomorrow, and President Obama scheduled to go up to the Hill tomorrow to rally Democrats right before that vote on that issue and several others. We wanted to check in with a good friend I haven't talked to in a while. I saw him down at the White House the other day, Congressman Jay Inslee, representing Washington State's 1st District. Hey, Congressman, good morning.
Good morning. It is a good morning.
Yeah, it is. A beautiful morning. I want to start, we'll get to health care in just a second, but at the White House yesterday, Monday or Tuesday, you were down with a group of people, and I heard you tell reporters that the goal of your group was to, one of the goals was to make the United States of America the Saudi Arabia of wind energy. Did I get that right?
Yeah, I think that's an accurate statement. We were down meeting All with Secretary of Interior Salazar, who is helping and doing a good job trying to design a process so we can use public lands appropriately where wind makes sense. And fortunately, it makes sense in a lot of places. This is the Saudi Arabia of wind, not just in Washington, D.C., where, of course, there's a lot of hair and wind, but across the country, in the Midwest, off the Atlantic coast. You know, I was stunned. Secretary Chu and Secretary Salazar last week announced the findings, there is enough wind power off of our just our Atlantic coastline to provide all the electricity for the United States. I mean, that is a stunning sort of discovery. You know, I heard on the radio this morning, they discovered a new oil field in Iraq. Well, we have discovered a new wind field across the country,
and it's blown. Yeah. Well, I thought it was interesting that a congressman from the Pacific Coast was talking about building wind farms on the Atlantic Coast.
Sure. Well, there are many places, and we have great potential. Actually, Washington State actually is the leading state in the country, essentially, for wind power. We're doing great up with wind power right now. And we have amazing offshore wind in Pacific. It's easier in the Atlantic because it's a shallower coastline, and you can build the wind towers just on the seabed. You've got to figure out a way to do it on a floating platform in the Pacific. So it's probably going to be developed sooner on the Atlantic coast. And obviously, there are enormous potential in the Midwestern United States as well.
Right.
So, you know, we're seeing these things sprout up like weeds, and the news is that, you know, it's grown about 35% a year in the United States. It's the most rapidly growing industry probably in the country right now, next to maybe solar energy. But we're just scratched the surface as to the potential. I think that's the good news, and I think Saudi Arabia is sort of the appropriate metaphor to know exactly what is the potential here, which is vast, enormous, and now commercially viable. Actually, wind power is just as cheap as any other type of electricity right now up in the state of Washington.
And in California, we've had, for a long time, big wind farms in the Altamont Pass and down around Palm Springs and other places. But on the coast, don't you run into so many questions about it? I mean, a lot of people are not going to want to look off the coast, the beautiful coast of Virginia or South Carolina or North Carolina or Massachusetts or Nantucket, and look at windmills.
You know, there are some folks who feel that way, but essentially what you see, these things are miles and miles off the coastline. So even the closest ones, most of them, or many of them you won't even see at all, but most of them that you could see, essentially, if you can envision this, if you stick your arm out and put your thumb up, it looks like about half your thumbnail on the horizon. So it's a very little speck on the horizon. It's not much more different than a mast of a sailboat going by. And it's a heck of a lot better than seeing the sea level rising so that it's in your living room. That is a view that is even worse, which is a prospect we face maybe 100 years from now with rising sea levels associated with global warming and dead oceans because of ocean acidification, which is a problem that is just really, really got the scientists concerned.
What control would states have, Congressman, over whether or not these wind farms are built off their coast?
Well, so far these are in federal waters, so they're largely a federal decision and federal permitting process. And that process going through, and we're going to see, I believe, in the next year, the first one permitted off the Atlantic coast. And I do believe it's like a lot of things in life. It reminds me of the roundabout. I live on a little island, Bainbridge Island, by Seattle.
And
For 2 years, we fought about whether to put a roundabout in rather than stop signs. And it was a civil war in my little community.
I'll bet.
You know, they thought it was a communist plot and it was going to kill children, et cetera, and it was a visual blight. Once you get change, the next day it's, okay, fine. And I think that's going to be the case with wind power offshore, frankly. And again, the alternative is either no lighting, which is unacceptable to Americans, or an acidified ocean that is so acidic that you don't have any fish in the Atlantic Ocean.
Let me suggest another alternative. I have always been, I'm a strong environmentalist, I'm total for renewable energy, but I've always been against nuclear power, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you look at France. France, 80% of their electricity is provided by nuclear power plants,
right.
And they have a great safety record.
Mm-hmm.
Is it time for environmentalists to re-examine nuclear power as a cleaner, safer alternative?
Well, I've been thinking
and
about
no
this.
Visual pollution off the coast.
Here's how I think of this. I think of the global warming threat and the acidification of the oceans caused by global warming pollution. These are threats that are so existential to the planet that all of us have to sort of throw our old prejudices and old ways of thinking out the door. This is a threat that requires all of us to think anew, if you will. That requires some of the people who've been wedded to just oil and coal to think anew about the potential of solar and wind power. And I do think it requires those of us and many in the environmental community who have never considered nuclear as an option to at least consider it as an option and consider research and development to find out if we can produce smaller, much more cheaper nuclear systems that are much safer, and that kind of research is going to be in the final energy bill that passes. Now, we still have to surmount the waste issue. We still have to surmount the cost issue. It wasn't Jane Fonda who killed nukes in this country. It was the fact that they just cost two or three times as much as anything else. So those are things that will have to be surmounted before nukes can play, you know, a real significant role. Nonetheless, I believe, and many believe, we should investigate that to see if we can determine a way to skin that cat. But it, again, it comes back to this issue that all of us have to think of new ways to deal with this problem. And this is an economic issue for us as well. Unemployment is, you know, somebody told me it may have just topped 10%.
I'm just going to get there. Yeah.
And we have to develop new sources of industrial growth in this country, and the best opportunity is in clean energy. And we are now in a race, frankly, to find out where those wind turbines are going to be made. Are they going to be made here, or are they going to be made in Denmark? Are solar cells going to be made here, or are they going to be made in China? I believe that we need to win that race, and the way you win the race is start developing your own domestic resources and putting those jobs right here. I got to tell you, I'm concerned about this. I was in China a couple months ago. You know, they're spending $9 million a day on renewable energy investments to try to dominate these industries. And we have to get in this race to win the race, to build the electric cars, to build the electric the batteries for those cars, to build the solar thermal plants. This is an economic race. It's not just an environmental one. And we got to get engaged in it. And we are in this clean energy bill.
Congressman Jay Inslee, our guest here, he also has written a book on this whole topic called Apollo's Fire. Congressman, you brought us to that. I just got the word as well. So the new unemployment figure is now 10.2%. The president has warned it was going to climb over 10%. Now it has. Mm-hmm. Highest in this country since April 1983. Does that mean we need obviously jobs are lagging here, a second stimulus package just directed at creating new jobs?
Well, I think we need to accelerate our transportation package, which in one way could help stimulate immediate job growth. And we're having serious discussion about accelerating our transportation projects, which include both roads and public transit and the whole nine yards. I think that is the most likely thing that
construction jobs?
Yes. I think that's the most likely way that we can get jobs going immediately. And by the way, the stimulus bill, there is a report out. It has been successful in the sense that this would have been a lot worse had we not done it, of course.
Absolutely.
And many of the jobs that were kept and saved by the stimulus bill and created were not in what you traditionally thought of as like construction jobs, but half of those were in education. You know, mm-hmm. We had a lot of teachers that are able to keep their jobs as a result of the stimulus bill. You know, most of the states would have been underwater had we not done this. So I think that was, you know, the right decision in a very difficult time. Going forward, though, I think we have to look at not only jobs you can create for, you know, 6 months or a year, but the long-term jobs that are going to be around for 10 or 20 years. And it is clear to me that those jobs are in jobs like in Cedar Rapids, Iowa right now, or at the Clipper Wind Company, where they're building wind turbines. Jobs out in Seattle where they're building a solar cell, the sort of guts of the solar cell made in Moses Lake, Washington. Those are the jobs that are going to be around for the next several decades. And in the original stimulus bill, we do have $40 billion for those kind of jobs. And I am welcoming anyone who is willing to join in an effort to even increase those. Because as I've said, the Chinese are now spending twice as much as we are in their stimulus bill as we did on these clean energy jobs, and I think that's the best hope for us.
All right, so the big vote tomorrow, just got to ask you before we let you go, the health care reform bill, assuming it stays in its present form as it's posted on the House website, are you a vote for it or against it?
Yeah, assuming the bill is as I have read, I'll intend to vote yes, because I've got people that ought to have the right to get insurance and not be denied for a pre-existing condition. I got 35 million of my fellow Americans no insurance, and this is something we've been working on for 50 years, and I think it's a step forward in the continuing American experiment, and I'll be voting for it.
All right. Good for you, Congressman. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Good luck on all fronts, and we'll be in touch on how we're doing with those with the wind energy and the nuclear energy.
From you. Thanks, Will.
All right. Great. Thanks, Congressman Jay Inslee, Washington's 1st Congressional District.
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
What?
Okay, that's $11.96. Whoa, what are you doing?
What? I'm giving you cash.
But you're pulling the little guy apart.
Oh, this? No, it's just the money I'm saving with Geico.
But he's the sack of money with the googly eyes. He has a face.
Yeah, but he's money. And now I'm spending it. Here, take a bill.
Oh, actually, that didn't seem to hurt him at all.
No, we do this all the time.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Truckers, we know you can't afford to waste time at a weigh station. That's why you need PrePass. With PrePass, highway sensors check your weight and certifications as you drive highway speed. If everything checks, a green light on your dash lets you know you keep on driving. Try it for free. We guarantee you're going to want PrePass along on every haul. Go to PrePass.com and enter the promo code FREE or call 888-423-PASS. That's 888-423-PASS. 888-423-7277.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we got a broken down FedEx truck on fire on the ramp from southbound I-25 to Highway 119. That's casting some looks up to the north. Also getting busy now, southbound 25, speeds in the 20s and 30s, 104th to 84th again from 70 past Spear. And seeing things build westbound I-70, York Street to Brighton Boulevard. Forecast could be a record breaker, sunny skies and highs in the mid to upper 70s. The old record 79 set in 1934, currently 53 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-900-9959. 1-800-900-9959. 1-800-900-9959.
Are you freaking out? Or maybe just plain mad. You're honest and work like a dog, and now your reward is bill collectors' debt, a home upside down, and no cash in the bank. Who's to blame for this mess? And they're bailing out banks and car companies, but not you. If you have that sick feeling that something's very wrong, you're right. And only you can fix it with my help. I'm Herb Kay. I wrote the New York Times bestseller, How to Get Filthy Stinking Rich When Times Were Good. Now I developed my new SOS system so that times can be good again. It fixes everything from debt to jobs to money. It's easy, it's immediate, and it's cheap. Here's my offer. Call for 100% risk-free trial of my complete SOS system. Call now and I'll include two free gifts. This is it, your lifeline. Take it.
The phone call is free. The SOS system is risk-free. Call now and we'll include two free gifts with your risk-free trial. It will change your life. Call 888-352-7680. That's 888-352-7680. 888-352-7680. It's that easy. Call now.
You're listening to...
The Home Depot has new lower prices on over 100 styles of Stainmaster carpet. If you like that, you'll love this. We'll also install it for just $39. Any size home, no matter how many rooms. So right now, your budget covers more square feet than ever before. Thanks to new lower prices on Stainmaster and $39 basic installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
Tomorrow... The number again, 1-888-460-0813. You can find it link on our website as well. Hey, it's Friday. And as you know, every Friday we take you back to our favorite little sound bites of the week, our favorite clips of the week. Put them together for you. The five leading ones, starting at the bottom, working our way to the top. And... here we go. David Letterman hosting Derek Jeter last night, and on one of the, of course, world champion Yankees. How you guys feeling?
Number five.
How hungover are you guys?
Probably not as bad as you.
Ooh, touche. Good hit, Derek Jeter there. Here's a woman who called in to report a drunk driver. She called 911. The drunk driver happened to be... her.
Number four.
Are you behind them, or?
No, I am them.
You am them?
Yes, I am them.
You am them? You am them? Well, at least she called herself in. President Obama yesterday, thinking positive. A little slip of the tongue here.
Number three.
For the next 8 years, next 4 years at least, let me not jump again.
Hey, we hope you're there eight years. Did he officially just announce for re-election? Sounds like it. Maybe, huh? And he went off script out in Madison, Wisconsin when he was talking about education. It reminded him of daughter Malia.
Number two.
So Malia came home the other day. She had gotten a 73 on her science test.
Oh, yes. I think Malia was probably not too happy with Daddy talking about that. By the way, I don't know whether you noticed, don't on the Drudge Report, some people are suggesting the president may have violated the Privacy Act or the private. Let's not get carried away here.
Look,
right?
It's an embarrassing moment, but yeah, let's not go nuts.
All right, let's not. Yeah, impeach him, right? Because he gave his vote. This is a historic moment. I hope you all appreciate what a historic time this is. That for the first time ever in the history of the Bill Press Show, on our clips of the week, we have a tie for first place, which means Peter Ogburn couldn't make up his mind. Between John Boehner yesterday talking to the teabaggers, he couldn't get the Constitution right. Todd Akin from Missouri couldn't remember the words to the Pledge of Allegiance. Here they are, back to back.
Number one.
This is my copy. This is my copy of the Constitution. And I'm going to stand here with our founding fathers.
Yeah.
Who wrote in the preamble.
Yeah.
Behold these truths to be self-evident.
Mm.
That all men are created equal.
Sounds like the Declaration of Independence.
That they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights.
Not the Constitution.
That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Let us with boldness proclaim the fact that we are one nation under God. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this.
Mm-hmm.
And it drives the liberals crazy.
Okay, let's hear it. Let's hear it. Come on. Come on, Todd. Let's hear it. Let's go.
Join us.
Yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
So far, so good.
And to the republic for which it stands.
Mm-hmm.
One nation, under God, with liberty, justice for all.
Something like that, yeah. Of course, John Boehner reciting the Declaration of Independence, not the Constitution. And Todd Akin, well, what can we say? All we can say is, what do you think about providing health care to all Americans? How good is that? Here's John Boehner's take on that yesterday to the tea beggars. Here's what he thinks about universal health care. All right? Just to show you how far over the top these guys are.
This bill is the greatest threat to freedom that I have seen in the 19 years I've been here in Washington.
Yep. Helping all Americans, the greatest threat to freedom. Oh, God. What a nut. All right, we'll come back with today's parting shot.
The Bill Press Show continues. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
The House of Representatives is about to vote on health care reform. The House bill includes a public health insurance option to lower costs and keep insurance companies honest, guarantees that employers pay their fair share, and instead of taxing the health benefits of middle-class Americans, the House bill includes a surtax on the very wealthy who benefited so richly from the Bush tax cuts. AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, urges you to tell your member Congress to vote yes on the Affordable Health Care for America Act. Call AFSCME's toll-free health care hotline, 1-888-460-0813.
Lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help.
The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
If you just bought a car and paid more than $500 for it, you're going to want to change the station. Because we're about to tell everyone in this listening area how to get a vehicle for as low as $500. So if you don't want to hear about these incredible deals, please change the station now. Imagine finding Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, and more. Some starting as low as $500. If you'd like a full list of cars priced to sell, call in the next 30 minutes and you'll guarantee your copy of the list now. Please dial carefully. 1-800-300-9952. Bargain Network Motors is a service for anyone who wants to get a great deal on cars and SUVs at auction, including low, low repo deals on cars starting as low as $500, which means no car payments ever. But cars like these go fast, so you'll need to call now for the list of cars available in your area. Pick up the phone and get yours now. 1-800-300-9952. 1-800-300-9952. That's 1-800-300-9952.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-984-9985. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-984-9985 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-984-9985. That's 1-800-984-9985.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
Hey, and on this Friday, November 6th, my parting shot about craziness in the Republican Party politics. Yes, after driving Didi Scutsafava out of the race for New York's 23rd Congressional District, teabaggers led by Dick Armey have their sights on other so-called Republican moderates. Top of the list, Florida Governor Charlie Crist running for the Senate and now running scared, so scared that Crist has denied he ever supported President Obama's stimulus package, when there's plenty of evidence that he did. On February 3rd, for example, he signed a letter with 18 other governors expressing support for the recovery package. And later that month, at a rally with President Obama down in Fort Myers, Charlie Crist told the crowd, quote, "It's important that we pass this stimulus package." And by the way, why shouldn't he support it? Florida is one of the top states to benefit from the stimulus. So far, it's received over $400 million out of a total $6.7 billion in stimulus funds it was awarded. And it ranks number four among all the states in jobs saved or created, 29,320. So any governor would have been stupid to oppose the stimulus package. But of course, at the same time, any governor would also be stupid to support the stimulus and then deny that he did so. That's my parting shot for today. I'll see you tonight on MSNBC with Ed Schultz at 6 p.m. Eastern. Healthcare vote in the House tomorrow. I predict they're going to pass it. Monday, we're going to be joined by one of the authors of that new book, Sarah from Alaska. Oh, boy. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you on the radio right here on Monday.
This is the Bill Press Show. Yep.
Liberty Bell Telecom wants to put $500 in your pocket. How? With our new low-priced introductory offer to Liberty Bell Freedom Bundles. You get phone service, high-speed internet, and digital TV through Dish for $500 off our already low prices, plus free installation. And then don't forget to ask about 6 months of high-definition TV for free. We are your true local phone company, where you're never just a number. And remember, this is conventional phone service, not VoIP, and your high-speed internet will have you yelling, yippee-i-oh. And when the digital TV transition comes, you'll be ready.
Call for your free installation. Quick, seamless, with the best customer service in the business. 303-BUNDLES. 303-BUNDLES. Or online at 303bundles.com. That's 303bundles.com.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sevatani. Unemployment hits double digits for the first time in 26 years.
I think that'll shock a lot of people.
A report from the government within the past half hour puts the October jobless rate at 10.2%, up from 9.8% the month before. Economist Lakshman Achuthan.
The reason the unemployment rate rocketed up is because the improving employment conditions are drawing more and more job applicants into the labor force.
In a month when businesses were cutting 190,000 payroll jobs. Market reaction to the employment report, S&P futures are down 9 points just ahead of the opening bell. New information is coming out about the rampage at Fort Hood, Texas that was allegedly carried out by Army psychiatrist Major Nidal Malik Hassan. CBS News Early Show anchor Harry Smith spoke to the base commander, Lieutenant General Bob Cohn.
Did he say anything as he was carrying out?
There are reports, unconfirmed, that he was saying Allah Akbar.
The shooting took the lives of a dozen soldiers and one civilian and left 28 other people wounded. Hassan survived his wounds, but he's on a ventilator and hasn't spoken about the attack. Live to CBS's Jim Krasula at Fort Hood. Jim, what's the latest you're getting from military officials?
The shooting rampage happened in what's called the Soldier Readiness Center here at Fort Hood. About 300 soldiers were getting vaccines and eye exams at the time. The massacre ended when Fort Hood police officer Kimberly Munley shot and wounded the suspect, Colonel John Rossi.
Both exchanged fire and both were wounded. Her efforts were superb.
The police officer is in stable condition. Investigators say the guns used by the lone shooter were not military issued. It's a day of mourning here at Fort Hood, Frank.
Well, CBS's Manuel Gallegos has more on the suspect's background.
His name has appeared on radical internet postings, according to authorities. Fellow officers say that he was fighting his deployment to the Middle East and often argued with soldiers who supported the U.S. wars overseas.
Two members of the NATO force have gone missing in Afghanistan. NATO officials haven't identified their nationality. In London, Prime Minister Gordon Brown told the British people Al-Qaeda is still a threat and the mission in Afghanistan must be seen through.
We cannot, must not, and will not walk away.
A new program could help some families keep their homes. Live to CBS's Peter King.
It's called Deed for Lease. Fannie Mae says it could help people stay in their homes at least temporarily while going through foreclosure and trying to move forward. The lender would essentially become a landlord and owner. Not only would families get to stay put, the program would actually help their credit by showing that the borrower is trying to work through the crisis. Fannie Mae says it's a community service. Critics say it's just a chance for the lender to make money later on when it sells the home.
In Milwaukee, thieves stole a truck that was carrying 900 doses of the H1N1 flu vaccine. Police found the truck about an hour later. The vaccine was intact, but city health officials say it can't be used. It has to be considered contaminated. This is CBS News.
Right now, get $3 off LED lights at the Home Depot's Christmas Light Trade-In. Just recycle strings of old lights, working or not, and get $3 off brand new LED lights, which will use up to 80% less energy and last 20 times longer. The savings add up, starting with $3 off LED lights. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through November 15th, U.S. only, limit 5 per customer. See store for details.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD. With such a great annual return of 1.95% APY, people think there's a catch. But no, no catch, no teaser rate, no limited time offer, no fine print, jargon, or legalese. No hidden tricks, traps, pitfalls, curveballs, or doublespeak. Just a 12-month high-yield CD with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward. Member FDIC.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. The Jefferson County DA is announcing indictments against 9 Front Range area residents allegedly involved in an identity theft and forgery ring. Those charges include stealing mail and robbing from cars.
Credit cards, again, checks,
driver's licenses, and things like Social Security cards.
Pam Russell with the DA's office says the ID theft ring is accused of defrauding at least 26 businesses, including King Soopers, Target, and Lowe's. The community surrounding Colorado Springs' Fort Carson is reacting with shock and grief after the shooting at Fort Hood in Texas. Fort Carson itself is wrestled with off-post violence after Iraq War veterans from a single brigade were accused of connections to 11 slaying since 2005. A military study said the psychological trauma of combat in Iraq may have helped drive the violence. Another Colorado ski area opens for business today. Copper Mountain becomes the fifth ski resort in the state to open for the season. In sports, the Nuggets and the Avs are both in action tonight. The Nuggets are in Miami to play the Heat. The Avs play the Blackhawks at the Pepsi Center. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we've got an accident on the right shoulder of southbound I-25. Now, this is near Thornton Parkway, kind of causing some curiosity delays. We're seeing volume start to build for eastbounders on 270, pretty much as you're getting off of I-25, making your way towards Vasquez. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be another hot one today with a high in the mid to upper 70s. Currently, it's already 47 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's the CalSpas end of model year sale, and it's your best opportunity to own a new hot tub. Every 09 in-stock hot tub is specially priced at savings that will make it impossible for you to pass up. For value, quality, and selection for over 20 years, it's CalSpas.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
You're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Senator 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We have got a slightly different show for you today, changing up our clock a little bit, because at 7:15 we're going to be joined by Colorado's appointed Senator Michael Bennett. He will make his first, hopefully it will be his first, of many appearances here in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. We'll welcome him in here, ask him some questions about health care, unemployment benefits, Wall Street reform, the housing crisis. A lot of news out there today, a lot of disturbing news, obviously. I'm sure you have seen the news about the killings at Fort Hood down in Texas. We're going to get into a discussion of that. I will admit up front, I did not watch much of the television coverage because, as a deliberate decision, because I couldn't bear to watch the fact-free speculation that inevitably took place about what happened down there. The alleged killer is a Muslim, and I just couldn't bear to watch a news media go crazy with speculation about what his motives were, what his problems were. And so, first and foremost, I just caution everybody to withhold judgment until we know the facts of what's going on. And I think one thing that's disturbing, on top of all the other things that are disturbing about this tragic event, is the now knee-jerk way that we as a society, that as the media, as a representation of a part of our society, react to anything that involves anybody who is Muslim. You'll notice that Muslim groups in Washington put out statements condemning the attacks, which is completely appropriate. However, is it appropriate in the sense of why, when a Muslim is involved in something tragic, something terrible like this, do we immediately assume that it reflects on the entire Islamic religion? Right, I mean, I didn't see, let's put it this way, I didn't see church groups who may have been of the same church denomination as Timothy McVeigh putting out specific statements
condemning the Oklahoma City attacks on behalf of an entire religion. And I think that really, when you really think about that, the fact that Islamic groups feel the need and are really, in many ways, implicitly now required by our society to answer for the behavior of one or two or a very few people who call themselves Muslim. I think that says something pretty disturbing about our society, because it's the only religion, it's the only group that we really ask that of. If an African American commits a crime, if a Latino commits a crime, if a Jewish person commits a crime, if a Christian person commits a crime or is alleged to commit a crime, the media doesn't automatically look to black and Latino and Jewish and or Christian groups to apologize for that crime. And so I think it really speaks to this notion that since 9/11, and probably since before 9/11, so in fact, certainly since before 9/11, we have learned as a society, as an American society, to stereotype. To stereotype, to see the crime, or the, in this case, the alleged crime, of one person as a reflection on an entire people and on an entire religion. And I think that means that we need to ask tough questions about whether we are really past the era of racism and stereotyping in this country. 7-Eleven here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to get into a discussion of the Fort Hood shooting and these issues surrounding it. But first, we're going to get a traffic update with John Turk. After the break, Senator Michael Bennett, his first time in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. We will welcome him in after a traffic update.
Thank you, David. Good morning. Got a crash. Right shoulder, southbound I-25 at Thornton Parkway. Already seeing really slow backups to 120th. Our other problem, a FedEx truck has broken down on the ramp from southbound 25 to Highway 119 up there near Longmont. That car was earlier on fire, so that caught some looks. Also seeing busier jams, eastbound 270, 25 to Vasquez. Same deal, eastbound 6th Avenue, Federal to 25. The forecast, mostly sunny and breezy, high around 77 degrees. Our record high is 79, so we could break that today. Tomorrow, mild and sunny, highs in the lower 70s. Then on Sunday, cooler under partly cloudy skies with a small chance for afternoon showers and a high of 61. Our current downtown temperature is 53 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Save big this Saturday at the JCPenney biggest sale of them all. Everything is on sale, no exclusions. Get an instant $10 off when you spend $50 with JCPenney.
Wondering who's been naughty this year? The big printer companies. They dazzle you with holiday deals, only to trap you with their expensive inkjet printer ink all year long. We don't think that's very nice. Kodak printers only use fairly priced ink. So this weekend, get a new Kodak printer for a nice price at Walmart. And don't spend another year overpaying for ink. With Kodak, you can print and prosper.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared!
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Are you heading out to buy a used car this weekend? You can find a great deal, but you have to do some homework. Before you buy, make sure the dealer shows you a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
You know what I want for Christmas? I want more time to make the most of it.
This year, spend less time chasing sales and more time really enjoying Christmas. With Walmart's Price Match Promise, you can do all your holiday shopping at Walmart. And if you find a lower advertised price, they'll match it. You don't even have to bring in the other store's ad. That means unbeatable prices for you and more holiday time with your family. Save money. Live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Save
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get a $50 certificate to Rodizio Grill for only $25. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
DiscoveryOutsourcing.com.
New or used, you'll find the best pricing, financing, and service for your Chevy Silverado at Purefoy Chevrolet, the best Chevy dealer in the Denver area. Find us at DenverSilverado.com or SilveradoDenver.com. No matter how you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
Fear does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No!
Pain does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No!
Defeat does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No!
Sound welcomes Senator Michael Bennett, Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Senator Bennett, you get a bonus point in the dojo if you can name the movie that that intro is from.
Oh, my God, David. I can't do it.
That's okay. That's okay. You know what? Most people, most of the competitors in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo have not been able to. It is Karate Kid, so I may be dating myself. In the sense that I'm obsessed with it.
I'm too old to know it. Tragedy.
Let me ask you the first question here. The Senate yesterday approves an unemployment benefits extension. Tell us why this has... Well, I guess there's been a debate about whether to do it. What was the debate about, and what does the bill do?
Well, there was a debate about whether to extend it only to the highest unemployment states, which is pretty cold comfort for somebody who's unemployed in a low unemployment state. So the Senate bill extends it for 14 weeks for people that are on unemployment. The incredible thing to me about this is that it took us 5 weeks to get this done.
Why was that?
Well, the Republicans just kept putting one procedural hurdle up after another, delaying it and delaying it and delaying it week after week. And then the incredible thing was when we actually finally got to a vote, the vote was 98-0.
That is absolutely incredible, and
thousands of people ran out of their unemployment coverage during that period of time across the country.
And we know unemployment, because it's obviously giving benefits to people who are out of work, is one of the best ways to stimulate the economy, because the money moves out so quickly. So what's the process by which now this gets, ultimately the money gets out?
Well, I was looking at some numbers yesterday. I think actually in Colorado, nobody was thrown off the unemployment rolls, and the people that are on unemployment now will just continue to be able to get it just as they do today.
Again, on the line with us in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, Senator Michael Bennett, making his first, hopefully, of many appearances in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Let's talk about
Karate Kid.
Karate Kid. That's right. He is the Karate Kid in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Let's talk about health care. The lot of debate about the public option. Some have said that you did not change your position on the public option, but some think that you changed your emphasis on the public option. Were they right? Were they wrong? Does it even matter now?
I think my view is I've been consistent on it from the beginning, because what I heard from people all over Colorado is that they paid in year after year after year doing what they were supposed to do to their private insurer, and then when they needed their insurance, it wasn't there. And they want the option of something else. And to be frank, if we're actually going to require people to have health insurance, and we're either not going to make it affordable, which would be a huge mistake, or we're going to restrict people's options, I think that's a huge mistake. People are saying, if you're going to require this, I want as many choices as I can have. And I think that's a very legitimate ask of people, and I think it's the right policy as well.
Why do you think the Republicans and some quote-unquote centrist Democrats seem uncomfortable with the public option as a concept?
I think it's a philosophical objection that somehow this is a government takeover of health care, which it is not. And I also think it completely ignores the fact that today, with double-digit cost increases every year, what you're seeing is fewer and fewer people are being insured by their private employer, and many more small businesses are not offering insurance today than even, I'm not even talking about this recession, but at the beginning of the decade. And what's happening to people is they're either ending up on Medicaid, which is a public option, or they're ending up in the emergency room getting uncompensated care, which may not be a public option, but the taxpayers are clearly paying for it. So today what we're seeing is an erosion of coverage by private insurers and a growing of the number of people that are getting public insurance. We're just doing it in the least intentional and most expensive way possible.
Do you think the Democrats made a mistake in not starting this debate from a discussion of single payer to have the public option then be the compromise position instead of where they are right now?
I don't know. I think we will get a public option, and I don't know whether it was a mistake to do that from the beginning or not. I know some people have said that. As you know, by the time President Obama was elected, the single-payer option was not one of the, on the list of things that was being given very serious consideration in the Congress.
Was that, and again, I guess from a policy perspective, do you think that was a mistake? I mean, are you somebody who supports at least the concept of single payer?
Well, I think from a policy perspective, there's no question that we have figured out a way to cover people in the most expensive way possible, and to not cover a lot of people, and to spend twice as much as any other industrialized country on our health care. And from a policy perspective, that has a lot to do with the for-profit insurance arrangement that we have as a country. I think the president made a decision, and I think it was the right decision, that in this first step, what we needed to do is make sure we were bringing down costs, covering people, trying to keep those parts of our system that work well, working well, and build from there.
Yeah, and the reason I asked this question about single payer is because the rights fear-mongering is that, oh, the public option may ultimately one day, someday in the fantastical future, become a single payer system, right, as if that's supposed to be frightening. Let's move real quickly here.
Nothing could be much more frightening than the way it works today.
And I absolutely agree. Again, on the line with us is Senator Michael Bennett, first time in the AM760 Progressive Dojo. The question now I want to move to is Wall Street reform, banking reform. The Denver Post reported, I think it was 6 weeks ago, that you are one of the top fundraisers among Wall Street interests. The banking issue moves forward in Congress today. You also voted against a controversial measure, one of 13 Democrats to vote against the cram-down legislation. Why did you vote against cram-down? And when people read the story in the Denver Post about your fundraising, why should they not be concerned about connections to Wall Street?
Well, let me take that question first, and then I'll come back to cram-down. I've taken a lot of votes that have not made the financial services industry happy, including, by the way, the deciding vote in the banking committee, as you mentioned, to pass credit card reform to stop credit card abuses. Obviously, we talked about health care as well, which doesn't make everybody happy. I voted against the cram-down amendment. I continue to believe that the best way for people to stay in their homes and for their mortgages to be modified is not in bankruptcy, and my concern was that the legislation would result in higher mortgage rates for everybody, particularly for the middle class. I know that's not a popular view among some people, but I believe it's true.
You came out originally, right when you were appointed senator, you made a statement, I think if my memory serves correctly, that you were basically against the existing bailout, the TARP bailout as it was structured. And there is a provision in the banking reform bill, the Wall Street reform bill, that seems to extend the TARP bailout, or at least the authority to create more TARP bailouts. How do you feel about that? How do we get out of this banking crisis without another taxpayer-funded bailout?
I actually saw your piece on that, and I'm going to go look at the House version. What we've got to do in the banking committee, and this is coming through right now, is ensure that we are never put in the ridiculous position again of having taxpayers have to prop up some financial institution that's too big to fail. And the key to that, there are actually a number of things, but the two keys to that are, one, to make sure that we have the regulation in place and the capital requirements in place so that these firms are capitalized in a way that they can't bring down the rest of the financial industry with them. But the other is to make sure that the industry itself is on the hook to pay for a failed institution and not the taxpayer. And that was one of the real problems we had here. You know, when you talk about regular banks as opposed to these monstrosities that are on Wall Street, regular banks pay in a fee, and then if one of them collapses, it's that is the source of funds to pay for the resolution of that banking crisis. And we should have the same thing for these large financial institutions, so you and I and everybody listening doesn't have to pay for it.
My last question for you is, you know, the elections on Tuesday, there was a lot of talk about a depressed progressive base, the Republicans winning independents in places like Virginia and New Jersey. What do you think happened? Does it have national implications in your mind? Is the progressive base depressed? Does it have to do with a lack of confidence in the Obama administration? I mean, I'll give you one example. We've talked here on this show a lot about how on economic issues, there is sometimes a sense that President Obama may have put people into top positions who are too connected to Wall Street. What do you think is going on out there, and does it have national implications, and do you think it has implications for your own reelection bid here in Colorado?
I think it's very important that we are able to get the progressive base out to vote in November 2010 for everybody across the country, just as it was important when President Obama was running, because here's what I think is going on. I think what's going on is that when we elected the president, nobody knew we were about to go into the worst recession since the Great Depression. And there's enormous anxiety in the country about jobs, about our deficit, about the size of our debt, and what our economy is going to look like in the 21st century. I know you've written a lot about this, too. If you look at the last recovery, the one that was before we entered into this incredible recession, it's the first recovery in the history of the United States where median family income actually went down. And that means that middle-class families and working families were earning less in real dollars at the end of the decade than they were at the beginning. Now we're in this enormous crisis. And you take those two things together, and what you realize is we have to recover not just from this recession, but we have to recover also from the decade of economic policies that existed before we hit the skids here. And I think that has depressed people. I think that makes people very worried about the future. And what's important is that we all gather strength and make the kinds of hard decisions that need to be made in order to put us back on track and provide opportunity for the kids and that are coming after us.
Let me just ask one last follow-up question here. You talk about the deficit and our national finances here. Why do you think that the debate over what we're spending seems only to be limited to a debate about what we're spending on things like health care, but not to a debate about what we're spending on things like defense? I mean, last week we saw a $680 billion authorization bill for the defense bill passed, and this barely gets any news. Meanwhile, Congress is debating an $800, $850 billion health care bill over 10 years, $85 billion a year, and everyone's screaming about spending. Is our spending debate in specific really being manipulated here?
Well, I think with respect to health care, everything, including the kitchen sink, is being thrown at it as a way of stopping the change, which is what's happened, you know, since at least the early 90s when the last attempt at this was made. But you could argue that it goes back even farther than that. Anytime you're trying to make change like this, people are going to come up with every single reason, you know, why it shouldn't happen. I don't think we should limit our discussion on spending to that. I think that we should look at all aspects of the budget. You know, this year we did manage to vote to not extend the F-22 against all odds. You know, people thought that we would never do that, and the administration said they didn't need it. Two administrations said they didn't need it. Bush and Obama, two secretaries of the Air Force said they didn't need it, and it was almost going to pass. And we voted it down, which was the right thing to do, and I think it was evidence that we can get, you know, reach past these special interests that are fighting to preserve things the way they are. And they are. Every single day, they're here doing that.
Final thing, just a personal question. What's been the most surprising thing for you as when you got to Washington. And if you can, have you got an example of a good surprise and maybe a bad surprise from being in the Senate?
Well, I'd say the bad surprise is how partisan everything is. I think the bad surprise is that we have very serious issues that we face, whether you're talking about health care, the economy, jobs, climate, and everybody, not everybody, but many people in this town just revert to a partisan posture that's not helpful to moving the country ahead. You know, there are a lot of bipartisan groups and people with different interests that agree on a lot of things, but when it gets to the Senate floor, it's enormously partisan. So I would say that's the biggest surprise on the downside. I'm trying to think of what the biggest surprise on the upside is.
Oh, these are dark times right now. That's for sure. Well, listen, come back. Tell us your best surprise. Sensei Michael Bennett, also known as Senator Michael Bennett. We appreciate you sincerely coming into the AM760 Progressive Dojo. We've ribbed you like we rib a lot of different people in politics, and I think it shows a lot of guts coming into the dojo. And good luck with things. Please keep us informed about all of the things that you are working on.
I appreciate it. Thank you. It's great to be with you, David.
Take care.
Bye.
7:30 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. That was Senator Michael Bennett.
Sensei Bennett.
He did a good job. We've had Sensei Bennett. We've had Sensei Romanoff. Next week we're going to have, of course, Grandmaster Sensei Ed Perlmutter, who comes into the dojo all the time.
And just put yourself in Senator Michael Bennett's position. You're appointed a senator. You know, I mean, it's a great appointment, and it's a hard job, and you're probably not going to be able to become a great, great senator in, you know, in just a few months. And you got to learn the ropes, man. You know?
Well, I will say this.
It's not like he's like, you know, probably went to Governor Ritter like, appoint me.
You know? Yes, he did.
You think so?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
He definitely went to Governor Ritter and said, appoint me. Which is fine. A lot of politicians went to Governor Ritter and said, appoint me. But I will say this. It is interesting that we have tried to get Senator Bennett for months now.
Right.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've tried to get him for months now, and that he is, I didn't think he'd ever come into the dojo.
So, hey, man, he gave us 15 minutes.
Yeah. So that was, I'm at least appreciative of the fact that he came into the dojo, although we will continue to hold his feet to the fire like we do everybody's feet to the fire.
Okay. I was impressed by him in that interview. I really was.
Yeah, he was pretty confident, and he took on the question about his money from Wall Street pretty fairly. He didn't get pissed off, although I guess maybe he was pissed off. All right, after the break, we're going to talk about the Fort Hood shootings in the context of what is the reaction say about our attitudes about different ethnic groups, and in specific, Muslims. It's a tough question. It's an uncomfortable question. We'll get to it after a traffic update with John Turk.
David, still got this crash up in North Glen, southbound I-25 around Thornton Parkway. Actually, that isn't Thornton, but these jams go back into North Glen, extending past 120th now. Also near a crash, westbound 76 near Bromley Lane. That's in near Kingsburg and Hudson. Motorcycle crash there. Normal drive around town, seeing things build on the turnpike. Westbounders, sluggish, Sheridan Boulevard all the way out to Church Ranch. Eastbounders tapping the brakes there as you approach Federal. Also, these eastbound approaches into the city on 6th Avenue, I-70, starting to slow down there, and we're seeing some heavy jams on the south end, C-470 westbounders from about University up to 25. Forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, a high around 77 degrees. The old record, 79, set in 1934. Right now, we're at 55 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is Mario Solis Marich. Today, AM760 is brought to you by Soul Source Solar.
Toyota owners, be sure to keep your Toyota running great with regularly scheduled maintenance every 5,000 miles. Your neighborhood Toyota dealer service centers have factory-trained technicians that know your vehicle inside and out. Get the right service at the right price. Toyota.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected.
I can tell when a child has a fever just by touching their cheek.
I can hear a sleeping child cough through 3 closed doors. I can make chicken noodle soup that has healing powers.
I can take better care of my family by taking care of myself.
With Walmart's unbeatable prices on over-the-counter products from Robitussin to Advil to Nature Made Vitamins, moms can do anything. Save money, live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details. Use only as directed.
Quality of life. You can call right now for one free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-394-6545. 1-800-394-6545. That's 1-800-394-6545.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
If you just bought a car and paid more than $500 for it, you're going to want to change the station. Because we're about to tell everyone in this listening area how to get a vehicle for as low as $500. So if you don't want to hear about these incredible deals, please change the station now. Imagine finding Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, and more. Some starting as low as $500. If you'd like a full list of cars priced to sell, call in the next 30 minutes and you'll guarantee your copy of the list now. Please dial carefully. 1-800-300-9952. Bargain Network Motors is a service for anyone who wants to get a great deal on cars and SUVs at auction, including low, low repo deals on cars starting as low as $500, which means no car payments ever. But cars like these go fast, so you'll need to call now for the list of cars available in your area. Pick up the phone and get yours now. 1-800-300-9952. 1-800-300-9952. That's 1-800-300-9952.
Eli has his daughter's rooms painted with beautiful murals.
Muralist has done extensive work in here.
Really beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
But he didn't pay a dime.
I can contribute my time for somebody else's time.
Now CBS4's Molly Hughes shows us how people are beating the recession by bartering instead of spending cash.
There's no way we could have had this done without bartering.
And how you can do it too. No cash, no problem. Tonight at 10 on CBS4 News. Get the whole story.
Attention all units, this is an interagency alert.
For the first time ever,
my daughter's missing.
One mystery will cross three nights of television.
My name is Lieutenant Kane. How can I help?
From CSI Miami on Monday.
This went from a missing person to a double murder.
To CSI New York on Wednesday.
I found evidence of more than one woman.
How many?
A lot.
To CSI on Thursday.
Where is she?
The CSI trilogy starts with CSI Miami.
Monday starting at 9 on CBS4.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Just had Senator Michael Bennett in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, his first time in the dojo. Props to him for having the guts to come into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. I can tell you this, not every Colorado politician has been willing to come into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. And Michael Bennett, we have certainly tried to hold his feet to the fire on this show on a number of issues, and he came in to the AM 760 Progressive Dojo anyway, as he should have. The political establishment has an open invitation to come into the dojo and answer the questions. And he, I disagree with the guy on cram down, that issue of whether banks should be able to foreclose on you or whether you should be able to get the same kind of bankruptcy relief that millionaires get. I disagree with him on that, but he took the question and he gave his answer. So in that sense, I was impressed. We'll continue to hold his feet to the fire. We'll see how he votes on health care and on Wall Street reform. And you can tune in here at AM 760 to find out where he and the rest of the Colorado political establishment comes down on those issues. These issues are going to be voted on quite soon. Next week, next Thursday, we're going to have Ed Perlmutter in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo in studio for a full hour. That's on Thursday, so tune in for that. We're going to turn now to the shooting in Fort Hood down in Texas that's making lots of news today. A tragic situation, a soldier-on-soldier fratricide, as it's being called in the media. The suspected shooter in that event is a guy who, by the name of, Hassan. And there is a lot of talk about what the shooting means. Does it have a bigger meaning? Nadal Malik Hassan. This is the man authorities say is responsible for the worst mass killing on a U.S. military base in history. The suspect is a Muslim. We don't know much about his motive. We know there have been reports that he was disgruntled in the sense of not wanting to be deployed to Iraq. We know there has been some allegations that he had posted things on blogs being critical of U.S. foreign policy. And there's a new report now from AP that soldiers who witnessed the shooting rampage at Fort Hood that left 13 people dead reported that the gunman shouted Allah Akbar, which is a traditional refrain, Muslim refrain, in the Islamic religion. This opens up a lot of different questions here, I think, for us, and a lot of tough questions. We're not going to spend time today speculating on what the motive of this alleged shooter was, because we don't know. And as I told you yesterday, I didn't turn on the TV because I didn't want to subject myself to the fact-free speculation. You know, was this PTSD? Was this a motive out of anti-Americanism from Islamic fundamentalism? We're not going to speculate on that here. You can go to plenty of other news organizations if you want speculation on that. I don't think it's appropriate to speculate on that because we don't know the answers to those questions. What we can, I think, ask is what should our reaction be? What is the appropriate reaction to this, to the suspect, for instance, to this suspect, Nadal Malik Hassan? And my guess is you're going to hear some conservatives say, look, we have to either not allow Muslims to serve in the military, or we have to be more suspicious of Muslims in the military. And you're going to see, my guess, and you've already seen it, from Muslim groups feeling the need to put out statements condemning the attacks. And I think it raises the question of what has happened in our society where when one person commits an alleged crime who is a Muslim, we expect or we assume it's a reflection of the entire Islamic religion. And we do this in a way that doesn't apply to other religions, right? Like Bernie Madoff, let me give you an example. Bernie Madoff is a Jewish guy. Bernie Madoff stole millions and millions of dollars from people. There was no expectation that the Jewish religion apologize on behalf of Bernie Madoff. There was no expectation of that. Now, yeah, there is anti-Semitism out there, and I'm sure there are people out there who were thinking, you know, this is who connected Judaism to the crime. Oh, you know, the old anti-Semitic disgusting stereotypes that, you know, Jews steal money, et cetera, et cetera. So, but as a society, we didn't expect the Jewish religion to apologize or answer for Madoff's crime. And I think it's fair to say that when you turn on the TV, when you listen to the news coverage about this, when you see Muslim groups feeling the need to make a statement, a formal statement, effectively on behalf of Islam, that we as a society are more willing to ascribe fault to an entire religion if one person of that religion who commits a crime happens to be Muslim. Why is that? What do you think that's about? Is that a post 9/11 situation? Does it go deeper than post 9/11? Is it about some form of racism, of ethnicism? What is it? 303-713-7600. And do you think it's fair? Do you think it's fair for us to look at the religion of this suspect and say, and make conclusions, make the kinds of conclusions that many people make, right? Oh, this is part of a bigger picture, you know, that went from the bombing in Lebanon back in the 80s to Osama bin Laden to 9/11, now to this shooting. Is that fair to even think that way? 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jim in Thornton. Jim, you're on AM760.
Hi.
Hey there.
Yes. First of all, let me say that I'm not defending anything that I bring up. I'm just bringing up some things that I think need to be said. If this was an act of an individual, which it seems that it firmly is, I consider him a deranged individual that perpetrated this act. That's my first statement, and I don't think it has any reflection on the religion as a whole. But, on the other hand, how many times have I heard from many, many progressive talk show hosts that if there's a bombing of an abortion clinic, which I in no way defend whatsoever, the attack on fundamentalist Christians. Also, history rightly condemns the acts of Christendom in the Crusades and in Inquisition. And as a matter of fact, when George Bush was in office, he used the word crusade one time, and everybody talked about how insensitive he was.
I think that's a fair point. I think you're making a fair point about the abortion clinics. There's one distinction I would make, though, but I want to be clear. I think that's a fair point at one level. I think the most effective criticism, the most biting criticism of Christian leaders when it comes to the abortion issue is that people have said that the leadership of the Christian religion effectively here in the United States, the people who have major public platforms, people have criticized those folks when their rhetoric has seemed to endorse a kind of violence.
I absolutely agree with you on that.
And what I'm saying is that I'm not saying we should refrain from criticizing Muslim leaders who may make the same kinds of put the same kind of rhetoric out there. Muslim leaders, right? But I agree with you. I completely agree. You cannot take somebody who murdered an abortion doctor who says that they are one sect of Christianity and say that that's a reflection of that entire denomination of Christianity. I think you're absolutely right. But you can say this. I think you can say, look, the leaders of that denomination, whether Muslim or whether Christian, in any of these events, if the leaders have been creating a sense in this country, a sense that this kind of thing might be acceptable, if not admirable, that's worthy criticism. Now, I don't know about you, but, you know, for the most part, you know, and I'm saying again, in this country, for the most part, the major leaders of Islam in this country are preach peace. I mean, that is an absolute fact. Yes, you can pick out one or two people here, but for the most part, 99.9% of the cases, and by the way, 99.9% of the cases in terms of Christianity as well, preach peace. So that's why I ask, you know, why when a Muslim is involved in any kinds of crimes like this, are we immediately jumping to the idea that this is a broader reflection on the entire Muslim religion?
I can by and large agree with you on the leaders in this country, although there have been exceptions to that also. But
on all in all
but
religions.
When you have but religious leaders have religion is one thing that absolutely crosses international lines. And you have very profound Islamic leadership that nobody can debate the fact. Khomeini, when he calls the United States the great Satan. Let's take the two words, crusade and jihad. Crusade, as I said, is rightly condemned in history for its actions. But crusade has taken on a whole different meaning in the modern age. You have the crusade for the March of Dimes. You have all this kind of stuff. In our current language, it does not have the same meaning that it did then.
Well, that,
wait just a second. Just let me finish one word. In the Islamic religion of today, right as of now, many, many times the word jihad is used, which is defined in Islam, in the Islamic religion, as a religious war, as
well,
a holy war.
Now, I got to take issue with you on this. I think that we in America interpret jihad to mean violent Islamic war. In the Islamic world, it does not necessarily mean that. I'm not apologizing for those who manipulate that word, but I'm saying I think you're making a jump that you can't really make. And my bigger point here is, look, there are people of different religions who commit crime that have nothing to do with their religion and their ethnicity. Their motive has nothing to do with their religion and ethnicity. And what I'm saying is that when somebody is a Muslim who allegedly commits any crime, the first thing we ask is it related to their religion and their ethnicity? And why do we automatically make that jump specifically with Islam? That is the question. That's a tough, scary, uncomfortable question. Hey, thanks for the call. 751 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Still got the crash, Dave, up in Thornton, southbound side of 25 at Thornton Parkway. Jams extending back around 136th Ave. Now really busy also on the turnpike, minus the crashes. First, Sheridan to Wadsworth, and again from Table Mesa out to Baseline. Eastbounders maybe tapping the brakes there. Pecos to 25. Motorcycle accident westbound 76 near Bromley Lane. Small delays back around 168th Avenue. Also busy in Aurora, southbound 225 Parker Road to the Tech Center merge, and seeing some heavy traffic on 285 as well, eastbounders Wadsworth to Sheridan. Forecast today, mostly sunny, breezy, a high around 77. The record high is 79. Tomorrow, going to be mild and sunny with highs in the lower 70s. Then on Sunday, a little bit cooler under partly cloudy skies. Small chance for afternoon showers and a high of 61. Right now, we're at 59 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get to Kohl's Power Shopping Sale this Friday and Saturday. It's two full days of the most powerful prices store-wide. All day this Friday and Saturday, only at Kohl's. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
If you open your...
Inside this truck are some very special batteries, because these batteries are going to the Mattel Children's Hospital, UCLA, where they know that making kids better takes all kinds of technologically advanced equipment, and quite a few Hot Wheels and Barbies and Polly Pockets. So to power all those toys, the people at Duracell pack that truck full of batteries, because they know nothing's better than powering a smile. Duracell, trusted everywhere.
A new study from Carfax shows that the number of salvaged cars for sale has more than doubled. You want to avoid buying these rebuilt wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. Open your media player now and click on the banner to get your free bottle of Beta Prostate today. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. To get a full 30-day supply rushed to your door, click on the banner located next to your media player now. Or if you prefer, call 1-800-213-8043. That's 1-800-213-8043. This offer is for new customers only. All you pay is shipping and handling. Call or click now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-213-8043. That's 1-800-213-8043.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry is proud to present the Peerless Diamond.
That's Jared!
Many experts say the most beautiful diamond is the ideal cut diamond. Exclusively at Jared, the Peerless Diamond, the ideal cut diamond, is tested and certified by two independent laboratories. One measures the diamond's four C's, while the other its radiance and fire. This second report measures what your eyes will have already told you, that the Peerless is one beautiful diamond.
It can only be Jared!
As a Visa Signature cardholder, you're invited to shop and save with discounts at top retailers, from jewelry to apparel and electronics. For the most current offers, visit Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa.
I think that just makes it all the more important to have a plan moving forward.
Absolutely. I mean, we've gotten two pieces of news that seem to be almost conflicting. You got GDP growth at a decent pace, then you got the jobless rate moving up. It's a time that you're absolutely right that you need a strategy you can hold and build. And I think the idea that people just leaving their money in the market hoping things get better, that is the craziest thing to do. That's why you should give the team at Presidential Brokerage a call, 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600 to map that strategy. Hey, Eric, have a great weekend, man.
You too. Thank you very much.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call, because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-984-9985. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-984-9985 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-984-9985. That's 1-800-984-9985.
Recently, new Vitality Health products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, and quality of life. You can call right now for one free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-394-6545. 1-800-394-6545. That's 1-800-394-6545.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
We're talking about the shooting at Fort Hood down in Texas. Are we too quick to judge an entire religion, the Muslim religion, based on the fact that this is the alleged criminal, the alleged shooter, is a Muslim? Are we too quick as a society to judge the entire Muslim religion? Kat, you got about 30 seconds. Kat in Longmont.
David, you said something earlier about Oklahoma City. And when something like this happens and a mirror is put up in front of our face, in the hours after Oklahoma City, the assumption was, even by the State Department, that it was Islamic terrorists. And when it was later found out to be a couple of white guys, there were a lot of people who didn't believe it.
That's, you know, you make such a good point, and I had forgotten to mention that, but it's perfectly appropriate to mention that right now. The first reports in the media and then from the government about the Oklahoma City bombing was an assumption that this was a Middle Eastern or Middle Eastern-looking perpetrator, a bomber. And That, again, raises the question, why are we always so quick to make that kind of assumption? We'll continue debating it after the national news.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-700-6610. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-6610. 1-800-700-6610.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Unemployment hasn't been this high since April of 1983. The jobless rate jumped to 10.2% in October as businesses cut 190,000 payroll jobs. AFL-CIO Chief Economist Ron Blackwell sees more pain to come.
We expect to see job losses continuing through much of next year and the unemployment rate to peak somewhere, hopefully around mid-year, at between 10 and 11%.
I'm Barry Bagnato live in Washington. In a congressional committee room right now, Republicans such as Kevin Brady of Texas are saying the numbers show the White House recovery plan is failing.
The economy has lost an astounding 2.89 million jobs since the stimulus was passed.
New York Democrat Carolyn Maloney admits
the road to a full labor market recovery will be long and it will not be easy.
But she says an uptick in temporary hirings is a good sign. Frank?
The day after a gunman killed 12 soldiers and one civilian and wounded 28 more, families with loved ones at Fort Hood, Texas, have one question.
Why? Because somebody couldn't take it anymore and decided to take somebody else out with him.
Military officials still don't know the motive for yesterday's massacre, but they are learning more about the suspect, Major Nidal Malik Hassan, an Army psychiatrist.
He took care of soldiers with behavioral health problems and also evaluated people who had disability evaluations.
Hassan reportedly received a poor performance review from Walter Reed Medical Center, but Colonel Stephen Braverman says his work at Fort Hood was all right.
He had no problems with job performance while he was working with us.
Officials are investigating a report that Hassan shouted, "God is great," in Arabic as he began shooting. CBS News correspondent David Martin at the Pentagon.
Relatives say Hassan had been harassed by other soldiers for being Muslim and had been trying unsuccessfully to get out of the Army.
CBS's Don Teague tells us about the woman who stopped the gunman.
Military officials have now identified the civilian police officer who was first on the scene. Her name is Kimberly Munley. They say she's a very aggressive police officer, acted heroically in this case and saved many lives.
Munley was also wounded like Hassan. She's in stable condition. In Milwaukee, an idling truck stocked with 900 doses of the H1N1 flu vaccine was an inviting target for thieves. Three men stole the truck from in front of a flu clinic. Police found it about an hour later and arrested one suspect. The vaccine wasn't tampered with, but Health Department spokesman Bevin Baker says it's useless now.
Given that it was out of our custody, that we cannot say that the integrity of that vaccine is such that we will dispense it. So we will return it.
Two NATO soldiers have been reported missing in Afghanistan. There's no word on their nationality. On Long Island, police in Roosevelt, New York, say a 3x4-foot metal airplane part fell harmlessly on the front lawn of a home. Walmart has fired the first shot in a holiday season DVD price war, cutting the online price of some popular films to $10. Target and Amazon.com followed suit. On Wall Street, the Dow's turned higher. It's up 23 points. This is CBS News.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on over 100 styles of Stainmaster carpet. If you like that, you'll love this. We'll also install it for just $39. Any size home, no matter how many rooms. So right now, your budget covers more square feet than ever before. Thanks to new lower prices on Stainmaster and $39 basic installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD. With such a great annual return of 1.95% APY, people think there's a catch. But no, no catch, no teaser rate, no limited time offer, no fine print, jargon, or legalese. No hidden tricks, traps, pitfalls, curveballs, or doublespeak. Just a 12-month high-yield CD with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward. Member FDIC.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado's largest Army base is looking to take care of its own in the wake of the Fort Hood shootings in Texas. With thousands of 4th Infantry transfers from Fort Hood to Colorado Springs, Texas ties to Fort Carson are very close and very strong.
Whenever an incident this horrible and tragic happens, regardless whether it happens in a combat scenario or here in a peacetime scenario here in the continental United States, it affects us all.
Lieutenant Colonel Steve Wallman says the base does have resources and outlets available for families and soldiers to deal with the tragedy.
People who live and work on Fort Carson should know that they are very well protected here on Fort Carson.
Wallman says base safety remains a top priority for the Fort Carson community. Another Colorado ski area opens for business today. Copper Mountain becomes the 5th ski resort in the state to open for the season. In sports, both the Nuggets and the Avs are in action tonight. The Nuggets are in Miami to play the Heat. The Avs play the Blackhawks at the Pepsi Center. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where crews have cleaned up a couple of different highway accidents. Southbound I-25 near Thornton Parkway, we had an earlier crash, but it's still slow as you're trying to get out of that area heading south on I-25. They've also mopped up a motorcycle accident on 76. This is near Bromley. We've got some surface street wrecks, one of them University, right around Evans. Three-car accident just coming in, Federal and Mississippi. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a warm one today. We can expect a high of about 76 degrees. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 49. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I choose your local Goodyear dealer. They offer free alignment checks, free tire rotations every 6,000 miles with a tire purchase, a price match guarantee, and low, low prices. For details and to find a nearby retailer, go to GoodyearDealers.com/Denver or call 1-877-61-TIRES.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's been a busy morning already. Beautiful sunrise, by the way. I was driving in on Monaco. The sunrise was absolutely amazing. Looks like nice weather out there. Today and through the weekend, it's been a busy morning. We had on Senator Michael Bennett in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo making his inaugural appearance in the dojo. Sensei Bennett. We've, of course, had Sensei Andrew Romanoff, his primary opponent. We didn't get to a discussion about that primary, but I tried to throw some tough questions at him, and he seemed pretty well prepared, Michael Bennett did. We've also been discussing the shooting down at Fort Hood in Texas. And the question we've been discussing is, why do we seem so quick to make judgments, broader judgments, about Islam when somebody who is Muslim is involved, or at least allegedly involved, in an event like this or a crime in general? Why are we so quick to make the jump that whatever happened is a reflection on the religion as a whole? The suspect in this shooting, of course, is a Muslim, is a man by the name of Nidal Malik Hassan. And the immediate speculation was this has something to do with his religion. If he was, in fact, the shooter, that his motive was religious in nature. Now, what we know, and we're not going to speculate about, I don't want to speculate about his motive in the sense that we don't know what his motive was, right? I mean, we don't know, you know, there's news out there that he didn't want to go to, he didn't want to be deployed to Iraq. There's news out there that he was disgruntled with American foreign policy, but he was a member of the military.
David, wasn't there a shooting here about 2 months ago? I want to say, I don't know if it was at a library or some kind of veterans place, some VA,
But there was a shooting, and immediately they pointed to, you know, some kind of Islam fundamentalist. And it turns out it was like a white guy. And I'm trying to find the story, but it was like, I want to say it was like 2 months old.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, a cat in Longmont just called up and mentioned the point. And this happens all the time. She mentioned the point that after the Oklahoma City bombing, immediately after the bombing happened, they
said it was Islamic terrorists.
Yeah, that's right. They put out the law enforcement authorities put out an APB for Middle Eastern looking men. Mm-hmm. And it gets to something that's clearly hardwired in the American psyche, which is that if there's any shred of evidence that Islam can be vaguely connected to something like this, it will be connected to something like this. And I think that speaks to a really big problem, because we don't do that with any other group. Bernie Madoff, that was my example, right? Bernie Madoff, a Jewish guy who rips off millions of dollars from investors. And there is no expectation that the Jewish religion needs to apologize for what Madoff did. There's no real expectation that what he did is a reflection on Judaism. And, yeah, sure, there are people out there, there are anti-Semites out there who, you know, dredge up the old adage of, you know, Jews are cheap with money, or they steal money, or whatever. And those are anti-Semitic things out there, and they're unacceptable. But that's not the sort of societal expectation. This, you turn on TV right now, and there's stories about, oh, you know, he might have said Allah Akbar, this alleged shooter down in Fort Hood, he might have said Allah Akbar before he was shooting, and you've got Muslim groups feeling the need to come out and condemn the attacks as if the attack, if it happened the way it's being reported, is some sort of reflection on Islam as a whole, when in fact it's probably just, you know, again, I don't want to speculate on motive, but there's just as much evidence out there to suggest that this is a guy who
just lost
went crazy.
His mind.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. People are crazy no matter what, you know, there's crazy people in every religion.
Exactly.
Dave, the story I was talking about was Binghamton, the immigration center.
That's right.
And it turned out to be, I think, an Asian guy. His name was Sung-Wee Chow.
And what,
and immediately when the reports came out, they said that it was a Muslim that went crazy at this immigration center.
Yeah. I think it speaks to something really deeply rooted in the American psyche now. And how do we get beyond it? Or should we get beyond it? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Cliff in Denver. Cliff, you're on AM 760. Cliff, my favorite caller.
How you doing?
Okay.
I think it's...
By the way, I meant when I said you're my favorite caller, I meant that ironically. I hope people know that.
Oh, you did? Okay, that went over my head. I think it's a normal response based on what we've been through in the last 9 years. In fact, going back even further.
What have we been through in the last 9 years?
Well, actually more than that, 10 years. You've got the U.S. coal, bombings in Kenya. You've got Richard Reed. You've got 9/11. You've got the incident in Aurora with the shuttle driver building bombs. And the common thread is that they're radical Muslims. Now, that's not to say that all Muslims are the same, but, you know, it's perfectly okay to...
But there are also radical... There's also radical... I mean, the guy who shot up Virginia Tech, the guy who shot up the immigration center. You've got Timothy McVeigh. I mean, I could keep... You know, the list of crimes, or alleged crimes... is long and diverse in terms
do you agree that there's a fraction or a faction of the Islamic faith that are at war with us?
There are Islamic fundamentalists out in the world who want to do harm to the United States, just like there are right-wing militias who want to do harm to the United States, just like there are other crazy groups
a right-wing militia group who have brought down two major buildings in an American city.
Well, I can name you a right-wing militia group, or at least people affiliated with right-wing militia groups who brought down a federal building in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, but I'm talking that was a small individual group. I'm talking about...
Hold on, man. Hundreds of people more than 100 people were killed. They blew up a federal building. I mean, don't come onto the AM 760 Progressive Dojo and just sort of brush aside the Oklahoma City bombing. I mean, you got to do better than that, Cliff.
Most reasonable people know there's a big difference between that incident and an actual religion which condones and encourages to the right type of person.
Cliff,
Now you're showing.
Do we have the dueling banjos? Let's play the dueling banjos for Cliff, because Cliff needs the dueling banjos here. Cliff, now we see what you're... There it is. This is for you, Cliff, right? You just took the jump, the exact jump I'm talking about, right? All of a sudden, there's a whole religion, according to Cliff, Cliff in Denver, there's a whole religion that wants to destroy America.
I didn't say religion.
Yes, you did. You just said you have a religion out there. Now, look.
Okay,
all right, quit the
silly sound effects. The thing is that there's no doubt. I know you want to apologize for these groups, but there are groups out there who are held.
I want to apologize for these groups?
Of course you do.
I do?
Yes, I believe you do. I believe you're kind of, you don't believe that these people are at war with us. You think it's some type of little...
My analysis is that there are crazy people all over the world affiliated with all sorts of different insane factions of different religions and different ideologies, whether it's an organized religion, whether it's an ideology, who want to do harm to the United States, and they need to be taken care of, and they need to be prosecuted with the full extent of the law, period. I don't apologize for those people, and you know what, Cliff?
Other than radical Muslims, what other group are at war with us?
What other groups are at war with us?
Which groups?
There are plenty of terrorists. You go look at the U.S. State Department's terrorist groups.
Give me a group that has done what the radical Muslims...
I just talked to you about the Oklahoma City bombing. You don't want to listen to it. You don't want to talk about it. I'll pull up the U.S. State Department's list of terrorist organizations in the world. It's a fairly diverse list. You coming in here and saying I'm apologizing for Islamic, radical, violent Islamic terrorism against the United States, I mean, I would get angry, right? But that's so ridiculous that that's funny. That is absolutely hilarious that you would... I mean, I'm apologizing. You sound like an absolute freak show, Cliff. You've got to get better arguments. I've asked, I think, a pretty rational question. Why do we automatically jump to conclusions that something, when something bad happens, it's the fault of an entire religion? You say your response is that I'm apologizing effectively for Al-Qaeda. And my response is to say, thanks for calling, Cliff. Let's go to Bill in Parker. Bill, you're on AM760.
Hi, David.
Hey there.
You and I are usually on the same side of the fence here. I think we may have to split on this one. The difference is this. If McVeigh or these other people have done these crazy things, shot up these different centers, the guy at Virginia Tech and everything, they were either insane or, I guess that's the only way to put it. They were insane, whereas these guys are acting in accordance with the tenets of the written, explicit tenets of their religion. In the Quran, Allah said, prepare for them, in other words, the unbelievers, whatever force and steeds of war you can to strike terror in the hearts of Allah's enemies and your enemies.
Bill. Have you ever read the Judeo-Christian Bible?
I've read parts of it.
Okay.
Yes. What about
if you read the Judeo-Christian Bible, literally.
You're talking about like the book of Joshua?
I'm talking about just the, if you read literally the Judeo-Christian Bible, it is a frickin' scary document in the sense that it endorses all sorts of crusades and all sorts of violence. It really does.
The book of Joshua, supposedly God said, you know, to conquer the land of Israel by force and to wipe out the Canaanites and so on like this. There's that one instance in that one narrowly defined point in history where he gave this order.
Bill, hello. I got bar mitzvahed, okay?
Yeah.
I had to read pretty closely various portions in the Jewish Bible and the Torah.
Okay.
There is a heck of a lot of glorification of a heck of a lot of awful, awful violence in there. Now, my point is not to pick on Judaism. My point is not to pick on Christianity or the Bible. My point is only that you can see whatever you want to see in any of these ancient religious texts when you read them very, very closely. You absolutely can. I mean, there's a discussion about homosexuality in the Bible. Now, I'm not disagreeing that there aren't crazy people, but there are crazy Christians. By the way, there are crazy, insane Jews in Israel who read the literal text of the Bible and say that it justifies all sorts of violence against Arabs, which is unacceptable. My point is that this happens all across the board, but we in the United States have been taught to say, you know what? If a Muslim is involved in something, it's a product of their Muslimness.
Can I tell you why that is, David? Can I make a comment here?
Sure.
I think you're conflating biblical descriptions of violence and all this blood and guts that took place in the past, descriptions of that, with the marching orders, the imperative statements in the Quran that say, strike terror in their hearts, not in this time and place, but for all time and in all places until they feel subdued. This is an ongoing blanket statement, open-ended, timeless words of the law that is in the Quran that are marching orders to Muslims at all times and all places. You don't find that analogous type of language in the Bible.
Okay, well, here's what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you that I don't think you're a religious scholar, and I'm not a religious scholar. But what I can say is this, and if you can't agree with this, then you're being dishonest. The Bible, the Christian Bible, the Jewish Bible, has been used throughout history as justification for all sorts of horrific, violent acts. In the same way that, and I'm talking about history, meaning hundreds of years of history, in the same way that some Islamic extremists cite the Quran as a justification for violence. My question remains, why, when a Muslim is alleged to be involved in a crime, do we as a society immediately assume it's a product of their Islamic religion?
Okay.
And we don't do that with other groups. Nobody was out there saying Bernie Madoff ripped people off as a product of what he was taught in Judaism.
Fair question. I would say the answer to that is this, because Muhammad, who is the linchpin of Islam, was such a bloodthirsty killer himself. That's probably why. Are you familiar with the history of Muhammad, with his life and times? You know how many people he had assassinated specifically?
I mean, dude, you keep going to the text. I mean, I can cite for you the Crusades. I can cite for you. I can. I mean, you don't want to hear it. You know why you don't want to hear it? The reason you don't want to hear it, and the reason why a lot of people don't want to hear it, is because we, the majority in this country, is Judeo-Christian. And the majority in this country doesn't want to think about that. And the majority in this country doesn't want to confront their own prejudices. Now, the idea that I'm apologizing for extremism is ridiculous. I don't defend extremism from anybody. Christianity, Judaism, Islam. I mean, I will be as critical, and I have been as critical of, and I'm, as a Jewish person, I'm as critical of the Israeli settlers who are extremist in their violence and their attitudes towards Arabs. I'm as critical of them as I am critical of Islamic extremists and of Christian extremists and of anti-government right-wing militia extremists. My point here is that here in the United States, I think we've been trained not to say, when you see a shooting like this down in Fort Hood, not to say, wow, this person, whoever did it, is a really, really horrific criminal. We have been trained to say, if this person who did it is Muslim, then their crime must be a product of their Muslimness. And we say that, by the way, without any evidence. It would be one thing if we had compelling evidence to suggest that this guy was acting out on behalf of the Quran. There is no evidence of that. Now, maybe evidence of that will come out, and we can have that discussion then. My point here is that we've already jumped to that conclusion, and that's a problem. Thanks for the call. 823 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, don't see any stop-and-go conditions, but a lot of speed sitting in the 20s and 30s moving around the Denver highways. Turnpike also busy. Westbounders Sheridan to Wadsworth again from Table Mesa to Baseline. Southbound 25 also a hot spot. 120th down to Thornton Parkway. Had an early crash there. Also heavy 58th past Spear. Two current crashes, but they are on the side streets. Federal and Mississippi, three cars in that one. Also have a two-car accident, University near Evans, right there at the DU campus. Forecast could be a record breaker, sunny skies, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Our record is 79. That was set back in 1934. Right now, 59 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Do you know if your airbags are working? One out of...
I can tell when a child has a fever just by touching their cheek.
I can hear a sleeping child's cough through three closed doors. I can make chicken noodle soup that has healing powers.
I can take better care of my family by taking care of myself.
With Walmart's unbeatable prices on over-the-counter products, from Tylenol Cold to Children's Tylenol, moms can do anything. Save money, live better, Walmart.
We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details. Use only as directed.
14, playing at the Harlequin Theater in Lafayette, November 13th and 14th and 20th and 21st. Tickets are only $12 and are on sale now at frontgatetickets.com.
If you just bought a car and paid more than $500 for it, you're going to want to change the station. Because we're about to tell everyone in this listening area how to get a vehicle for as low as $500. So if you don't want to hear about these incredible deals, please change the station now. Imagine finding Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, and more. Some starting as low as $500. If you'd like a full list of cars priced to sell, call in the next 30 minutes and you'll guarantee your copy of the list now. Please dial carefully. 1-800-300-9952. Bargain Network Motors is a service for anyone who wants to get a great deal on cars and SUVs at auction, including low, low repo deals on cars starting as low as $500, which means no car payments ever. But cars like these go fast, so you'll need to call now for the list of cars available in your area. Pick up the phone and get yours now. 1-800-300-9952. 1-800-300-9952. That's 1-800-300-9952.
Well, I'm very conservative, and I mean, with a public system like this and throwing the Constitution out the window...
Nobody's throwing the Constitution out the window. You're making that up. And if you guys would have won, there'd be a bunch of poor old people living on the streets, so thank God you didn't. And just like you guys tried to say Medicare was unconstitutional, which you lost at that too, and if you would have won, there'd have been a bunch of old sick people living on the streets, so thank God you didn't.
Mario Solis Marriage.
I'm fired up.
Afternoons at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I won't say I told you so either.
826 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Before we get back to the phones, I want to play this clip. You know, we're discussing at a conceptual level why, when Muslims are alleged to be involved in crimes, why do we immediately jump to the conclusion that their potential crimes are a product of their Islamic religion and their Islamic heritage? Why do we immediately jump to that conclusion? That's what's been going on in the aftermath of the shooting down at Fort Hood. The alleged shooter, a Muslim by the name of Nidal Malik Hassan, a major in the army, who is Muslim. And the assumption is that this is not necessarily the act of just one crazy person who snapped because of issues that had nothing to do with religion. That's not the assumption. The assumption is that this is something to do with his Islamic heritage. Just to give you an example of what I mean by that, that's the assumption. Listen to this interchange on Fox News.
In the small circumstance where they do have soldiers on the
front. Do you think it's time for the military to have special debriefings of Muslim army civilian officers, anybody enlisted? Because wow. If I'm going to be deployed in a foxhole, if I'm going to be sticking in an outpost, I got to know the guy next to me is not going to want to kill me.
But isn't this the headline, Brian, that there are four or
so again, the asking the question, right? The question being asked is whether... The assumption there is that if you're serving in a forward area with a Muslim colleague, that you should effectively be worried that your colleague is going to kill you. This is what I'm talking about. I mean, this is really, really deeply embedded in our culture. And the question is why? And the question is whether that's appropriate. I clearly think it's not appropriate. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Dave. Thank you very much.
Hey there.
I mean, the answer is that is where the media leads us. That is where the media leads us. As an example, there was a man who's accused of killing prostitutes and stacking them up in his house in, like, Cleveland, right?
Okay.
What, do you know his religion?
I don't know his religion, no.
Because the media hasn't told us. How about really Timothy McVeigh? What was his religion?
Yeah, I don't know. Exactly. I don't know his religion. No, that's right. Yeah, you don't know his religion. That's right. No, I think that's right.
And really, take your example of Bernie Madoff. What if every time that story came on every news media, whether it's cable, whether it's broadcast, whether it's radio, it said the Jewish swindler Bernie Madoff?
Well, that's not the exact analogy. The analogy would be as if every story mentioned that he was not just swindler, Jewish.
Right.
Bernie Madoff, Jewish.
But they don't do that.
They don't do that. That's a very good point. And that's
the question is, why does the media do this?
Well, now you're asking me the question, and I think the answer is
media
this.
Media matters. Media matters. I mean, you're the one who has Media Matters on, because the media in this country is very powerful.
Look, I think the answer is this. The answer is that it makes for a good storyline. It is, the media looks for buttons to push, right, in the American psyche that have been, these are buttons that have been set up for years and years and years, right?
Oh,
and the idea of the evil Muslim coming to kill you, the innocent American, coming to take over America, coming to infiltrate America. I mean, this goes back all the way to, I can give you an example back in the 80s, right? This is back to the future when the Libyans come looking for Marty McFly. This is a button that exists that the media pushes.
Even worse than that, if you go to Blazing Saddles and remember Snidely Whiplash's The Evil Guy, and he puts out a thing for all the bad people in town to come join his posse?
I can't even remember all the way back to that.
Okay, we're talking back in the early 70s.
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
And he has the Klansmen, he has the Nazis, and he has the Arabs.
Yeah, yeah. And
okay, this has been a carefully manipulated and reinforced impression. And if you go back 100 years in time, one of the things Jewish people in this country fought is they fought for sensitivity in our entertainment, not to portray them as terrible stereotypes. You know, there is a Shakespeare play that portrays a pound of flesh guy as a real creepy guy.
Shylock, right.
And he's what religion?
He's Jewish.
That's right, and it's reinforced over and over again, and American kids learned that in school every year reading what we consider to be one of the greatest literary writers of English, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, can we pick one of his other plays? And yet here we have 100, well, it was less than that. For the last 50 years in America, there has been a concerted, purposeful effort to demonize and dehumanize every one of the Islamic faith.
No, I don't disagree. And that's exactly the problem. That is exactly the problem here. And I think it makes us make bad decisions. It shows a very ugly side of this country. And my take is this. You've got crazy fringe people out there from all religions. You've got crazy fringe people out there from all ethnicities. And most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, when they act out, they are acting out because they are crazy, not because their religion, not because it reflects on their broader religion. And by the way, I really mean that. even when it comes to people who are who have killed abortion doctors. I'm not apologizing for those people, not at all. They need to be lock the door, throw away the key. They're horrible criminals. Do I think that they reflect on all of Christianity or all of Catholicism? No, I don't think that. I don't think that at all. And I think if I went out and said that, I'd be vilified. They represent a crazed, deranged manipulation of a theology. They cite theology as the justification at times for their crimes, but that doesn't mean that that represents the entire religion. Ralph, in Colorado Springs. Ralph, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, Dave. Quickly, hey. Before I hit the main point, you've got good terrorist groups like the provosts of the Irish Republican Army. You got good Jewish terrorist groups like Irgun, and you've got the Tamil Tigers. So terrorism or this type of killing is not limited to any one religion. Now, main point. Isn't the really dangerous religion here in the United States the religion of the gun? We've had a lot more homicides here in Colorado Springs after the war on terror started. Why? Because we have a lot more people who are veterans. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I'm not a pacifist. But it goes with training people how to kill. You break down a lot of barriers. And what you've got here, instead of blaming Islam, I mean, we're in denial that we have a problem because the military actually is a religion of killing. We want the military to be heroes, and so therefore, when a hero doesn't act like a hero, assuming this guy did it, we have to find something else to blame.
That's a really profound point. I mean, that's really a profound point, and I can't disagree with it. That you're right. The first thing we should say, the first question we should be asking is, you know, why are we seeing so many of these shootings in general? And it's the as you say, the religion in our pop culture. The real religion is the religion of violence, the religion of gun violence.
Yeah.
And I think your even more profound point is you're right, is that we're always when it involves this is a special case. It involves the military, an institution that we heroize, and I think you're right. I think we're especially desperate to look for an alternative explanation that doesn't question that culture of violence, which, for better or worse, is a huge part of the military. I mean, we have a military, and part of the military's job is to commit organized violence. Now, we can get into a discussion about whether that organized violence is justified or not justified, but that is clearly what that's why we spend so much money on weapon systems. And you're right, this is a good way for us to talk about, when we talk about this suspect's Muslimness, it's a good way for us not to talk about that religion of violence. That's a very, very profound point. Hey, thanks for the call. Everett in Denver. Everett, you're on AM 760.
Hi, this is Dave.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, how are you?
Good.
So I've been listening and just wanted to make a comment. First of all, I love your show, man. I'm a conservative, and I'm Christian, but I love your show. And first I want to say it's really sad what happened in Fort Hood, and my thoughts and prayers are with those families. But going back to your question, I think a lot, there's so many things that we can say about who's to blame and why did this happen and so on and so forth, but one of the reasons I think that's sad and makes it easier for us to naturally jump to these conclusions is because of Hollywood. Now I'm a movie buff, but I mean in the past 8 years since 9/11, I've seen too many movies about terrorist bombings and it really has made it easy for me to conclude that these Muslims or whatever you want to call them are bad people. And I disagree, but I mean, growing up, you know, whatever Hollywood puts out there is what you see on the screen and it makes it easy for us to believe that if that's what we're relying on for our beliefs.
Yeah. And it's not, and I would say that it's not just Hollywood. It's entertainment, Hollywood entertainment, and news have sort of become fused as one. And I should say this is kind of the same phenomenon as the Willie Horton phenomenon is to African Americans, right? In the late 80s, early 90s, you had a situation where every criminal in a movie, every street criminal in a movie was depicted as black. And then you had a political culture that then put television ads, basically assuming that everybody in politics, everybody who committed street crimes was black. It's the same thing here when it comes to Muslims and terrorism, right? It's you've got a situation where movies show every terrorist is almost automatically in a movie is portrayed as a Muslim.
Yep.
That becomes a news narrative, right? And then it becomes, you know, it becomes our reflex, our assumption in a situation like this. And you're right. Because politics, news, and Hollywood have become all one thing, it's almost, it hardwires our brain to make these jumps, right? Instead of saying, hey, this guy down there who allegedly did this was just a crazy person, right? He just went crazy. We're now, the whole debate, you go online, you look at the news stories, it's, you know, oh, this guy was Muslim, he might have said a Muslim, an Arabic term before he did this shooting. I'm not saying not to look into that, but the whole debate, as you heard from that Fox News clip, revolves around that assumption. And I think it's important at times for us to step back and say, hey, wait a minute, what have we become? What have we been programmed to become? And I think, you know what? Don't be shy about pointing out the point you made, which is that, yes, the entertainment culture programs us. You're absolutely right. Hey, Everett, thanks so much for the call, man.
You're welcome. Thank you.
8:39 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, already seeing things loosen up on the freeways around town. We're accident-free on the major systems. I do have a couple surface street crashes near DU at University and Evans, one at Federal and Mississippi. Three cars involved in that one. Heavy jams westbound Turnpike, Table Mesa to Baseline in Boulder. Eastbounders, no problems. Normal jams on 25 southbounders in North Glen and Thornton. Again, after 48th, heading into downtown after Spear. Northbounders going to be sluggish from Lincoln to 6th. The forecast could be a record breaker today, mostly sunny and breezy, high of 77. The old record, 79, was set in 1934. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the lower 70s. Sunday, cooler, partly cloudy skies, and a small chance for afternoon showers, and a high of 61. Right now, we're at 60 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is Mario Solis Maric. Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Soul Source Solar.
To Kohl's Power Shopping Sale this Friday and Saturday. It's two full days of the most powerful prices store-wide. All day this Friday and Saturday, only at Kohl's. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
Mario Solis Marriage.
EGIV, thank God it's viernes. Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, we'll have the guys from Lowdown and... Late on a mortgage payment? Don't pay anyone a dime until you talk to Jeff Gadd at ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. Mario here. Jeff Gadd and I met, and he's tired of watching people foreclose. But Jeff has options available. He's professional, discreet, and understanding, and he'll help you for free. Go to ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com or call 720-231-2509. Jeff is a realtor, and he could also help you buy or sell your home. Go to yourdenverhometeam.com.
Do you know what happens to flood-damaged cars? They're dried out, cleaned up, and resold. You should avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to carfax.com.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared!
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
And fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is...
Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-984-9985. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-984-9985 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-984-9985. That's 1-800-984-9985.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the Fort Hood shooting down there. Why do we jump to conclusions that this has anything to do with the Muslim religion? I know that the alleged shooter is Muslim, but why does our media debate, why do we as a society assume that's the relevant detail if this was in fact the shooter? Again, he's the alleged shooter. Innocent until proven guilty. But why do we assume that the suspect's Islamic background automatically is the motive here, as opposed to maybe he just went crazy? What is it about our psyche that makes us jump to that conclusion? Sylvia in Aurora. Sylvia, you're on AM 760.
Hi. I think besides the religious aspect, there's an ethnic element there. And it's like when the Patriots were considered wild people by the Brits, and then the Patriots considered the Native Americans savages. During the Chicano movement, everybody was against them. And then the Black Panthers. I think there's an ethnic quality. And I think it's whenever people are positioned behind a cause, such as the Patriots, the Native Americans, the Chicano movement, the Black Panthers, people tend to put this element of military or militant labeling to them, when maybe, and I think there's been some historical background about how some of the Black Panthers and the Chicano movement, they were protecting themselves, as were the Native Americans. So I think there is an ethnic background to that.
I think there's an ethnic background to the way we think about these things?
Well, whenever somebody's different looking than you are, you assess the worst to them.
That I agree. And you ask the question. I think your mind asks the question, what is different about this person from me?
Yes.
And then you start analyzing, okay, well, what could be different about this person that would make them do whatever it is that you object to, that you as a society object to? And then you narrow it down from there. And again, this is not unrelated to why in the late 80s and the early 90s, and still today really, that the notion of street crime in many Americans' psyche is really an issue of black crime. That's what that, it's a euphemism for black crime in the minds of many Americans. I don't think it should be. I want to be clear. I'm not saying that that's a good thing. I'm saying that that's it's very unfortunate because, you know, the media and the images we see in the movies and in entertainment has done for the last many, many years, has done a propagandistic job of equating street crime with crime committed by black people. And it's now we see a similar phenomenon when it comes to Muslims, that when Muslims are alleged to be involved in crimes, it must have to do with their Muslimness. And I think you're right. There is this idea of ethnic differences.
They strip it down to the most basic difference, which is the way we look. And, you know, it's too bad that we can't look at each other as earthlings rather than whatever else it is.
No, that's right. And I, look, when I read this story, the first thing I said was, wow, somebody must have gone crazy. What a tragedy. Right? And then I heard, you know, and a lot of people, you got a lot of emails on Twitter. People say, oh, you know, now it's known that that the suspect is a Muslim. And everyone's saying, oh, that means that, you know, inevitably it's going to be put through the prism of Islam instead of the prism of, why did somebody snap and go crazy? Hey, Sylvia, thanks for the call. Jeff in Golden. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Hello, Jeff.
Oh, yes. Thanks so much, Dave, for taking my call.
Sure.
I guess you'd ask, you know, why do people jump to the conclusions? I guess at one level, a part of the story is that for every specific instance you might be able to come up with where, you know, a murder or such was done in the name of Christianity or name whatever religion, you know, legitimately, I think there's about 10, David, where you could say that they're tied to Islam.
Hold on a minute. See, you've already jumped to a conclusion, though. You've already jumped to a conclusion. You have just jumped to a conclusion.
Deduction.
That what? No. It's an assumption. It's a fact-free assumption. Show me the evidence that this person that we know now. Now, I want to say, evidence may come out. But show me the evidence that the person, that the alleged suspect down in Texas was acting on behalf of his religion, as you just said.
I didn't say that. I say why we jump to conclusions. I'm not judging this guy guilty. He did happen to serve with a guy named Colonel Terry Lee, who served with him at Fort Hood. If you read the article, Colonel Terry Lee, who served with him, said that he heard Major Hassan make some outlandish statements, one of which, you know, at some point, the Muslims in the army should stand up against the aggressors. That came from the... So when you read that, David, when you read something that this Major Hassan said like that, that we should stand up against the aggressors, and you see him kill 12 people, I mean, you know, based upon his religion, you jump to conclusions. I'm not calling him guilty. I'm just answering your question. You know, that's why you kind of jump to conclusions.
Here's the thing.
I know that
was alleged. I know that that was alleged, but here's the thing, man. Again, if I mean, this is what I'm saying. It's like you're not allowed. Let me just put it this way. You can't make a statement like that and be a Muslim person without being assumed to be a terrorist. By that I mean this. By that I mean I can make a statement that we are aggressors. We have been aggressors in the Middle East through our foreign policy. I, David Sirota, as a white man here in Colorado, I can make that statement, and no one's going to say, "Well, you know, you may be a terrorist sympathizer, right?" If I am David Sirota with an Arab sounding last name, and I am a Muslim, and I make that comment, I am going to get flooded with calls calling me Osama bin Laden. And that's the exact point I'm making, right?
Okay.
Is that the assumption is that this is a reflection on an entire religion. And I'm just saying it's a slippery slope. We throw rocks, we throw the stones from glass houses, okay?
Yeah.
Because if you start down that path and you start ascribing the crazy acts of one or two people to entire religions, all of a sudden Christianity's not going to look so good. All of a sudden Judaism's not going to look so good. All of a sudden every major religion is not going to look so good.
Yeah, sure. I totally agree, Dave. I just say, you know, if you did create a pie chart on the number of terrorist attacks and killings that were done in the last 10, 50 years and ascribed to whatever religion, my belief is that the biggest piece of the pie is going to be connected to Islam. Now, I don't need to get into that debate.
Okay, but hold on. I think that's an ethnocentric kind of attitude. And
Is it a fact?
Well, no, it's not necessarily a fact when you think as a global citizen. Let me ask you this question. I got to get a break, and I'll hold you through the...
In the Crusades.
I'm not bringing up the Crusades. I'm bringing up... You know what? If you won't let me answer your question, then I'm going to throw you off the air. Okay? As a global citizen, many Muslims look at the behavior of the United States invading other countries against international law and say, you know what? The real terrorists are the Americans. Now, do I agree with that? Do I believe that? No. Do I think we need to step back and ask whether we're being perceived as that? What, 1 million people killed, 1 million civilians dead in Iraq? And you're going to tell me, you're going to come on this radio station and say that it's perfectly, that Islam automatically has killed more people in the world than any other organized form of violence? That's insane, and that's ethnocentric, and it's culturally insensitive. Thanks for the call.
And BS.
It is BS. Sorry, let's get a traffic update with Turk.
You got it, man. Things really starting to lighten up for us. Just the normal jams heading out to Boulder, Turnpike, Table Mesa, Baseline, Heavy. Also in Aurora, southbound 225, Yosemite to the Merge, and also those approaches into downtown, both sides on 25. One crash, 20th and Downing. Forecast could be a record breaker. Sunny skies, highs in the mid to upper 70s. A record is 79 right now. 61 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get to Kohl's Power Shopping Sale this Friday and Saturday. It's 2 full days of the most powerful prices storewide. All day this Friday and Saturday, only at Kohl's. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Right now, get $3 off LED light. Right now, get $3 off LED lights at the Home Depot's Christmas Light Trade-In. Just recycle strings of old lights, working or not, and get $3 off brand new LED lights, which will use up to 80% less energy and last 20 times longer. The savings add up, starting with $3 off LED lights. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through November 15th, U.S. only, limit 5 per customer. See store for details.
What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your everyday a little more special? Well, with a Visa Signature credit card, you do. Because with Visa Signature, you get great perks like advanced access to discounted travel packages to attend the Vancouver 2010 Olympic Winter Games, February 12th to 28th, 2010. Visa Signature cardholders receive a 6% savings on all available packages, guaranteed best seats at events, and can take advantage of pre-sale opportunities for other travel benefits. For reservations, visit Visa.com/signature. Visa, worldwide Olympic sponsor and proud sponsor of the Vancouver 2010 Olympic Winter Games. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks in addition to the points, miles, or cash back your Visa already gives you. To check out the full list of perks, visit Visa.com/signature. Offer subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Guaranteed best seats are within travel provider's allotment. Purchases must be made with a valid U.S. issued Visa Signature card. More people go with Visa.
I am the invisible woman.
No one gives me a second glance anymore. It's like, hello, over here.
Well, Hydroxytone is going to change that because we believe that every woman deserves smooth, radiant skin that gets noticed. In fact, we feel so strongly about it, we want to give every woman who wants noticeably younger-looking skin a free trial of Hydroxytone. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. Clinically proven Hydroxytone is dermatologist recommended, with ingredients that tighten skin and make wrinkles and fine lines disappear from view. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in celebrity gift bags at this year's Emmy Awards.
I get noticed now. I look like I did 5, maybe even 10 years ago.
Take years off your appearance faster than you thought possible. Get your risk-free trial of Hydroxytone today. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-900-6166.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthMarket.com.
I'm self-employed, and my wife and I are talking about starting a family. So I know I have to get health insurance, but I had no idea how I was going to afford it until a buddy told me about eHealthMarket.com. I went to eHealthMarket.com and got all the information I needed for free, and nobody tried to sell me anything. I mean, within like 30 seconds, all the best health insurance quotes popped up from companies I know I can trust. Then I compared plans and prices side by side to see what I could afford. It could not have been easier. And there was no obligation either. They didn't even ask me for my email address. It was quick and easy, and I got all the free information I needed. So if you want to find quality health insurance you can actually afford, just go to eHealthMarket.com. That's eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com.
I just want to bring this into our conversation. The New York Daily News mentioning that in May, Sergeant John Russell went on a rampage at Camp Liberty in Iraq, killing five soldiers. Sergeant Joseph Bosovich murdered two superiors at a base south of Baghdad. Suicides are on the rise. 75 Fort Hood soldiers have committed suicide. Why don't we ask about their religion? Why are we only asking about the suspect's religion in this case? Because he's Muslim. Why? We'll discuss it after the break.
This Veterans Day.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Do you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105. And online at www.solaris.com.
You could reduce your toxic impact on the planet by spending $15 every 2 years, would you? You might be eco-aware, but do you still use sprays or soaps to clean your counters and floors? Our Clean World silver-infused microfiber cloths clean with only water. That's right, only water. Making your life easier, saving you money, and radically reducing your impact on the planet. Find out how to get $10 off your next purchase by clicking our banner ad now located on your Listen Live player or visit OurCleanWorld.com.
60, Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The key question is why. Investigators are trying to find the answer while the suspect, Army psychiatrist Major Nidal Malik Hassan, remains hospitalized in stable condition with multiple gunshot wounds. CBS News correspondent Don Teague has more on the probe into yesterday's Fort Hood shooting rampage that left 13 people dead and 28 wounded.
They're still not willing to talk about motive, why they think he did this. They're searching for answers to that. They are in the process of trying to notify families. Still, the family members of the victims, particularly the dead, have not all been notified at this hour. That is one of the top priorities.
A neighbor of Hassan says in the days before yesterday's attack, he cleaned out his apartment, saying he was going to be deployed today. The military families at Fort Hood remain stunned a day after the bloodbath. Amy Nyberger-Miller is with a group that provides tragedy assistance.
Our families are here, ready to offer support in any way, whether that's talking on the phone from a mother to another mother, or a brother to another brother who's lost their loved one, or a widow to another widow.
Well, it hasn't happened since 1983. The nation's unemployment rate has climbed to more than 10%. The October number, 10.2, as employers cut 190,000 jobs from their payrolls. And as long as millions of Americans remain without work, says AFL-CIO economist Ron Blackwell, the downturn will drag on.
The vortex of this crisis is the labor market. As people lose their jobs, they can't pay their mortgage, can't pay their car payments, can't pay their credit card bills.
The nation's jobless picture is the subject of a congressional hearing this morning. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnano is live from Washington.
Nick, to New York Democrat Carolyn Maloney, the report is disappointing.
We are not where we need to be yet in terms of job creation.
Republicans such as Texas's Kevin Brady see it as an indictment.
Today's numbers are further proof that the Obama economic policies are a failure.
President Obama plans to comment in about a half hour. Labor Statistics Commissioner Keith Hall says if you add in discouraged workers and part-timers wishing they were full-timers, the jobless rate actually is
17.5%.
Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
A new kid on the smartphone blog, Verizon's Droids, made its debut. Not an iPhone, says CBS News tech consultant Larry Magid, but it has its own pluses.
The Droid does have some features that the iPhone lacks, such as a removable battery, removable memory, and turn-by-turn directions on its GPS. Also, it runs on the Verizon network, which means existing Verizon customers can get it without having to get out of their contract.
They are the toast of the town, and this is the hour the World Series champion Yankees get their New York ticker tape parade. WCBS reporter Rich Lambs at City Hall.
They've decked the hall with lots of pinstripes. New York's thanks to the Yanks is a movable feast. It'll be rolling up Broadway through that blizzard of ticker tape and toilet paper. Mayor Michael Bloomberg will give each champion Yank a key to the city.
This is CBS News.
With welcome rewards from Hotels.com, you get a free night after accumulating 10 nights with any of their partner hotels.
So Hotels.com is telling me to sleep around.
Exactly. Stay at a boutique, a national chain, anywhere. Sleep around.
Is that ethical?
Of course. Who wouldn't want you to sleep around?
My wife.
With Hotels.com, she can sleep around too.
What did you say?
You know what? That didn't come out right.
Accumulate 10 nights, even at different hotels, and earn a free night. Welcome rewards from Hotels.com. Smart. So smart. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's that time of year again, Rose.
Yeah, Medicare open enrollment.
My son and I were talking about prescription drug plans. I compared my options, and I like what I have.
Now's the time to review your Medicare prescription drug and health plans. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
So how is little Billy?
Little Billy is 42.
Open enrollment ends December 31st, so visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Commanders at Colorado's largest Army base are reassuring soldiers and their families that safety is their number one priority after yesterday's shootings at Fort Hood in Texas. Ties between Fort Carson and Fort Hood are strong, with many soldiers transferring between the bases. Officials at Fort Carson say they have resources available for families and soldiers there to deal with the tragedy at Fort Hood. The Jefferson County DA says 9 Front Range residents were part of an identity theft and forgery ring. It involved stealing mail and robbing from cars.
Credit cards, again, checks, driver's licenses, and things like Social Security cards.
Pam Russell with the DA's office says the ID theft ring is accused of defrauding at least 26 businesses, including King Soopers, Target, and Lowe's. Another Colorado ski area is open for business today. Copper Mountain opens for the season, making it the 5th Colorado ski resort now up and running. In sports, the Nuggets and the Avs are both in action tonight. The Nuggets are in Miami. The Avs play the Blackhawks tonight at the Pepsi Center. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where the Denver Drive winded down really quickly. No highway wrecks to get in your way. Just a couple slow stretches. Southbound I-25, sluggish downtown between I-70 as you're making your way towards Colfax. Checking on those CDOT cameras, it looks like northbound I-25, kind of crowded, coming up on Santa Fe. Westbound 36 approaching baseline. Speeds are going to dip down into the 40-mile-an-hour range. Service Street crash in the cleanup stages, 20th and Downing. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the mid to upper 70s today. Currently, it's 52 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Save big this Saturday at the JCPenney biggest sale of them all. Everything is on sale. No exclusions. Get an instant $10 off when you spend $50 with JCPenney Instant Money. Go to jcp.com for your instant money coupon. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney.
If you open your ears,
and I'm just one of those regular guys,
your mind will follow.
I am a liberal.
I consider myself an independent.
And it just blows my mind.
It doesn't matter what side you're from. What matters is what you say, the truth.
Listen.
Be more informed.
Become more informed.
Learn.
I learn a lot. I feel like I get all the real news from you guys.
Talk.
The honest, regular folk.
AM 760.
Taking action.
Colorado's progressive talk.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
Always, you're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
906 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We were having a heated discussion about the shootings down in Fort Hood, Texas. Why are we so quick to jump to conclusions? Why are we so quick specifically to ascribe events like this to the Islamic faith if and when a Muslim is alleged to be involved? Have we been programmed this way? What does it say about our attitudes? And why don't we ascribe or jump to the same conclusions with folks from other religions or ethnicities. I just mentioned some stats to you. We've this is not a new thing, right? Just this year, we've seen soldiers killing other soldiers here in the United States. At Fort Hood in particular, 75 suicides. 75 suicides. Why isn't our first question, what is going on at Fort Hood? What is going on with the psychology of folks down at Fort Hood, the morale of folks at Fort Hood? Why are we only seeming to ask whether the suspect was acting on behalf of the Islamic faith? Joining us now, as always, every week at this time, Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress, Bonnie, Anna, and Justin, and everybody else who's holding. We're going to get to your calls, but Christy comes on our show every week at this time to discuss the issues of the week, and we usually go through the stories that we've missed during the week, but I want to talk to you first and foremost about this. Christy, why do you think we jump to conclusions so quickly whenever a Muslim is alleged to be involved in something like this? In fact, we even start before that. Before we even know whether a Muslim is involved, there are examples of how we assume something bad like this. The Oklahoma City bombing was a great example. How that the first APB was for Muslims, for Middle Eastern people. What about this makes us so quick to jump to that conclusion?
Yeah, and Bonnie, Anna, and Justin, I'm sorry for line jumping, but I know the special phone number. No, it really got me yesterday, David, because I was sitting there watching like everybody else was, as the events were starting to unfold, and if you just look at the barest facts of what happened, it's an awful story. It is a terrible story. But then there started to be this energy, especially on some of the news shows, that they needed to, like, fix it up even more. And, oh, my gosh, what if this is terrorism? Wow, wouldn't that be scarier? And do you think it is? And we have no reason to be saying this, but, you know, his name. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, in this 24-hour news cycle, you're already so bored with the story after an hour that you're looking for reasons to make it worse.
Looking for reasons to make it worse, looking for reasons to make it more of a compelling storyline.
Exactly, to sex it up a little bit, to make it, you know, you thought that was bad, but what if it's terrorism? You know what I mean? It just, I saw it as a failure of journalism yesterday.
Yeah, but I also think it's tapping into something that, you know, people, you know, we've gotten a lot of calls this morning, for instance, where people say, well, you know, we're at war with Islam. You know, we are at a full-on declared war with this religion, and this religion has declared war on us. Now,
I don't believe we're at war with the religion. I believe that we are at war with some extremists who are using this normally peaceful religion as a shield to spread their hate.
Yeah, I don't. But I maybe you and I disagree with this. I don't even agree that we're at war in the sense of like. Our country throughout our history has always faced what I would call disorganized, violent opposition from within and without, right?
Very true.
I mean, we didn't declare war on the KKK, right? That wasn't a war on the KKK.
Right.
I mean, that was, we needed to stop the KKK, but the KKK was committing violence. They were organized, but not really as a state, right? I mean,
Which one would you, you know, just as a person, rather believe, you know, just knee-jerk, that the atrocity committed yesterday was from this scary group that we've been hearing about for a while anyway, and, you know, it's this outside group that we hates us already, or that it was a failure of the system and this was one of our own who had not been cared for or looked after properly, and no one saw the warning signals that there was something wrong, and it happened from within.
Right. Well,
that's too scary for a lot of people.
I don't know, and I think it's not only too scary, I think it's that we want to get angry. We want revenge, right? We want a simple answer so that we can go take that answer and kick its ass, right? I mean, like, I read off these stats, and I want people to really key in on this, okay? This is from the New York Daily News. In May, Sergeant John Russell, 44, went on a rampage at Camp Liberty in Iraq, killing five soldiers in an anti-stress clinic. Sergeant Joseph Bosovich, 39, murdered two superiors at a base south of Baghdad in September 2008. Suicides are also on the rise. Army suicides are up 37% since 2006. 75 Fort Hood soldiers have killed themselves since 2003. Now,
And David, suicides in the Army, the other statistic I saw about that this week, even before this happened, the suicide rate in the Army for the first time in American history has surpassed the suicide rate of the general population. That's a horrible, horrible black eye.
Horrible. So we have a choice, right? We can either say, okay, look, this is what I've just read, the suicide rate, the other examples of disgruntled people in the Army killing other people in the Army. This is a problem of the system. Now, the problem with being honest about that is that there's no one thing to really get mad at. There's no one thing to really blame. It's hard to get retribution. So the alternative path that we go, that we walk down, is, okay, this guy's Muslim? Okay, then it's got to be that this is a problem of the Islamic religion, and we got to go get those people.
Exactly.
We got to go stop those people. That's a much more satisfying answer, even though it's so fraught with ethnic and religious and racial assumptions. It's so fraught with misassumptions when the evidence clearly suggests that if you have to jump, I'll put it this way, if you have to jump to a conclusion based on what you know, right? You know that this suicide has been a problem. You know that morale has been a problem. You know that other soldiers have killed other soldiers before. And you also know that the alleged shooter in this case is Muslim. You have to choose, if you're going to have to jump to a conclusion, I think we should jump to the conclusion that the system's got a problem, not jump to the conclusion that this is a reflection of Islam's supposed war on the United States.
I'm with you. And I don't know about you, but when watching stuff like what happened yesterday, you know, and it's a 24-hour news cycle, and you're just watching it as it, you know, develops, first you're shocked, and then you're upset, disturbed, angry, but then, I don't know, it always seems to come a little bit further than that for me, where you want to just go do something. And I feel like people can either channel that into the wrong thing and escalate the tensions and the problems that we've been having with terrorism and get freaked out and go the wrong direction, or they can do something positive. You know, I say channel that energy, go donate blood somewhere. Or, you know, I'm throwing all of my energy today into Tom Coburn, actually. Tom Coburn is the Republican senator from Oklahoma, and we found out this week he is single-handedly holding up a caregiver and a health benefit bill for veterans.
That's right. And I also think that it's like, you know, we don't want to deal with the idea that when you put people and institutions under such stress, that there's going to be side effects. I mean,
right.
I wrote a piece a while ago about on the anniversary of the Columbine killings, and I said, you know, look, when you look at the Columbine killings and you put them and you add them up with all of the other of these random shootings, right, the shooting at Virginia Tech, the shooting in Binghamton, I mean, every few months there's one of these horrible things that happen. And the thing is, when you step back and you look at them in totality, I don't think it's wrong to say, you know what, we are a society under severe stress. The military is an institution, a society, a sub-society, subset of the society, under severe stress. And until we do the kinds of things, the unsexy things, the below-the-radar kinds of things to alleviate some of that stress, we're probably going to have these problems going forward. And that's not a very satisfying answer, right? I mean, I realize that's not an answer that can satisfy the desire to get revenge.
Right.
But I just think, like, you know, if we start saying that every crime that an individual commits is a reflection of their ethnic group, is a reflection of their religion, I just think that's like a really, really slippery slope. It's a really dangerous game to be playing. And by the way, I wonder if you disagree with me on this. When the guy killed the abortion doctor.
Dr. Taylor, yes.
Right, okay. So there was, you know, I was uncomfortable with those who said that this reflected on Christianity, or even that this reflected on conservative Christianity. I mean, I'm not, and maybe I'm splitting hairs here, but I'm not uncomfortable with saying, look, the religious leaders in this country who use their platform to effectively suggest that that kind of behavior is okay, those people are deserving of criticism. But you can't go out and say, look, this guy said he killed the abortion doctor in the name of Christianity, and that means that the entire Christian faith and all of Christianity is to blame for this. I don't know. I mean, do you disagree?
No, I agree with you there. You know, I think that there are just some bad people or
right.
some disturbed people or some broken people out there. So why is it that when we come across one of these people, you know, the one thing we do know about Fort Hood is the shooter, something was wrong. You know,
exactly.
something was broken. There was a problem. He was either just a bad person or something had snapped. We know that. This happened. That's the only conclusion we have there. So why use it to try and gin up more hate instead of going, let's look at the problem and figure out how to either fix these people, get them the support they need, or figure out who they are a little sooner before tragedy happens.
That's right. And in a place where there have been 75 suicides, in an institution that where the suicide rate is up, the military, in an institution that has seen this kind of what the media is calling fratricide before, soldier-on-soldier killing
right.
before, even this year, the logical path is to say this is not as much a problem, if at all a problem, of the individual shooter's or alleged shooter's religion, but of something in the system where there are more and more people cracking. Unfortunately, that argument doesn't necessarily make for a, you know, compelling, plot-worthy news infotainment storyline, and I think that's why we get what we get. Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress, the website, Mic Check Radio. Find it. All of Christy's work, she takes care. She tracks all of the stories that we often miss. I use it every single day. Christy, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thanks. Thanks, David.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
919 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. We're going to get back to the phones. I know there have been folks that have been holding. We're going to get to all of your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic's really loosening for us now. Fridays are usually lighter than the rest of the week, and this morning we had a quick recovery. Just one crash. It's downtown at 20th and Downing. Also got some slower speeds anyway. Still in the 30s. Westbound Turnpike, Table Mesa into Boulder at Baseline. Also southbound 25, 48th past Spear. The forecast, mostly sunny and breezy. A high around 77 degrees. Our record high is 79. Tomorrow, mild and sunny. Highs in the lower 70s. And on Sunday, going to be cooler under partly cloudy skies. Also have a very small chance for some afternoon showers, a high of around 61. Our current downtown temperature is 62 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Remember, at King Soopers, you get double...
You know what I want for Christmas? I want more time to make the most of it.
This year, spend less time chasing sales and more time really enjoying Christmas. With Walmart's Price Match Promise, you can do all your holiday shopping at Walmart. And if you find a lower advertised price, they'll match it. You don't even have to bring in the other store's ad. That means unbeatable prices for you and more holiday time with your family. Save money. Live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hey, it's Juliana Rancic live on the red carpet with the winner of Entertainer of the Year, the Comcast Hollywood Triple Play. With me now, Shaquille O'Neal and Ben Stein.
Thank you.
So, guys, what's all the buzz about?
This is the real deal for movie lovers. Yeah, you get access to thousands of on-demand choices.
Oh, fierce.
Plus the Hollywood Premiere Movie Pass,
which includes an additional 24 new release on-demand movies your first year. That's worth $150, Juliana.
Wow, sounds like a hit.
This is the biggest thing since... You, Ben.
Comcast presents the Hollywood Value Plus Triple Play. With thousands of on-demand choices, lightning-fast internet, and unlimited local calling for just $99 a month for the first 12 months. Plus, you'll get the Hollywood Premiere Movie Pass, which gives you 24 new release movies your first year. And ask how you can get a free Flip Ultra HD camcorder so you can make your own movies. But this offer ends November 22nd, so call 1-800-COMCAST now.
New residential customers only. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra.
List of cars available in your area. Pick up the phone and get yours now. 1-800-300-9952. 1-800-300-9952. That's 1-800-300-9952.
When did you start feeling older?
When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-984-9985. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-984-9985 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-984-9985. That's 1-800-984-9985.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Why do we automatically assume that if somebody is Muslim and alleged to be involved in a crime, it is a reflection of their Muslim heritage and that it speaks about the entire Muslim religion? I ask that question because the alleged shooter down in Fort Hood is a Muslim. And this is the sort of narrative that you're hearing in the media and the assumptions that you're seeing be made in the media. And we've heard some callers who jump to that conclusion. And I don't really understand how, when you look at what's really going on in the military system as a whole, how you can jump to that conclusion and not to different conclusions. I just read some stats. I'll read them again. We're going to get to your phone calls. In May, Sergeant John Russell, 44, went on a rampage at Camp Liberty in Iraq, killing five soldiers. Sergeant Joseph Bosovich murdered two superiors at a base south of Baghdad in September 2008. Suicides are on the rise in the Army. 75 Fort Hood soldiers have killed themselves since 2003, including nine this year. Why don't we jump to the conclusion that whatever the ethnicity of the shooter, whatever the religious heritage of the shooter, that what this really is probably more likely a problem whereby the military is under severe stress, and that that stress is causing some people to crack. Isn't that the more logical conclusion than saying, oh, this one shooter out of a couple other shooters, this one horrible, tragic, terrible situation out of many tragic, terrible situations is about a systemic problem? 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600. We'll go to Justin in Denver. Justin, you're on AM 760.
Hi. Hey, I'm a Marine, did two tours to Iraq. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate you pointing this out, that we're jumping to the fact that he's Muslim and maybe a terrorist. I want to kind of point out, let's look at it from his point of view. He is a Muslim. So what? He's also a shrink sitting in Walter Reed Medical Center listening to people who just came back from Iraq talking about how, oh, I just killed this Haji, I shot him in the face, this, that, or the other. And I mean, that has got to wear on a person. And you're absolutely right. It is the system that's broken. When I got back from Iraq both times, I started having problems, and they just throw drugs at you, antipsychotics, antidepressants, you name it. They're throwing it at you, and that turns out to be extremely dangerous. And it wasn't until when I got out and started being seen by the VA and started kind of exploring other options outside of these drugs, like acupuncture and stuff like that, more westernized or easternized medicines, where I started kind of coming around. But there was times where I was definitely suicidal. Well, I've had friends that committed suicide.
And I want to read this quote from the New York Daily News article here, which I think speaks to what you're saying. Brian Adams, 25, an ex-Army sniper from New Jersey, said it's easy for returning soldiers to turn to violence. Quote, when you're on deployment, you get used to being overly aggressive, Adams, who served in Iraq in 2004 and 2005, said. Quote, violent behavior is kind of used to solve problems over there, so when you come back, it can be hard to tone that down. Now, I mean, whether in this specific case, that was at work or not. I mean, this person, the alleged shooter, had not gone to Iraq. He was scheduled for a deployment to Iraq, but you're absolutely right. He had been spending time in Walter Reed as a psychologist listening to and trying to help people who had been there. I'm sure there's sort of you feel like you're sort of living through this if that's your entire job. And again, I want to be clear. I don't think anybody has come on this radio show, including me, who is absolving if this shooter is the shooter or whoever committed the crime. No one's absolving that. No one's saying that that's okay and that they should be forgiven. No one's saying that. But I think the point here about it being a systemic problem is really the issue. Now, I wonder, why do you think, Justin, that we as a society sort of will do everything we can to avoid asking those systemic questions?
I think same reason there's a healthcare debate, same reason that everything's going on right now. We're afraid of change. We're afraid of what's going to happen if we ask those questions.
Because in other words, those are dangerous questions.
They're extremely dangerous questions. I mean, people don't actually look at how PTSD works, and it actually affects a lot of people outside who not necessarily were even in combat. The people who are flying the unmanned drones, they're showing a lot of signs of PTSD. My poor mother, when I went to Iraq the first time, I was one of the very first vehicles across the border. And I see signs of PTSD in her. I mean, a lot of it. It's just the extreme stress situations that put you into this. And now you hit it on the point. You're over there and violence solves everything. I mean, the line between black and white or right and wrong is no longer black, very clear anymore. It's very, very gray, and you kind of do things that you wouldn't normally do. You see people who I looked at as just like normal everyday kids that I would have gone to high school with when I was in the Marines, and when we got to Iraq, after a little while, they were doing stuff that I could not believe they were doing. I mean, just the way people have treated EPWs and stuff. It's not necessarily that they're being extremely cruel to them, but it's stuff that I know if I was back in the rear, or it doesn't, I knew it was, I, over there it seemed right, but now that I look back at it, it was extremely wrong with the way that I treated EPWs, the way I treated Iraqi, hostiles and stuff like that. I know it was extremely wrong. I mean, just people just randomly shooting animals and stuff over there. It's just this violence, it consumes you over there, and there's no longer a right or wrong, and it's just a matter of trying to keep yourself on enough of the right side to where you can stay out of trouble. And when you come back and you have all this going on and you have the switch flipped off where basically you have absolutely no emotion, the only emotion you have is anger, it's very, very easy to switch to this anger and say, okay, I can either go kill myself or I can go kill all these other people. I mean, it's very, very, very easy to do that, and I find myself getting angry at just ridiculous reasons, and then I start getting mad at myself because I know there are ridiculous reasons to get mad at, so I start getting madder, and it's a really vicious circle.
It is, and I'm sure it is, and I haven't been through it. I don't think anybody can really say that they know what it's like to go through it or know how you feel, but it makes logical sense in the sense that if you train people, if you have a culture, an institution that trains people to be soldiers in the modern sense of the word, and you create a culture like that, and you don't invest in dealing with the negative side effects of that, in psychological counseling, I mean, you're going to have side effects. You're going to have instances like this. You're going to have high suicide rates. I mean, the toughest question, the scariest question of all, I think, is whether you can even stop any of this stuff. By that, I mean this. You can have all the psychological counseling in the world. You can have the best VA system in the world. But the scariest question of all, the toughest one to deal with is, if you have a military that, a militarism that says this is the way we deal with our international problems is through militarism, effectively through violence. You're almost guaranteed to have these side effect problems, PTSD and people snapping and suicide rates, no matter how much you invest in counseling and secondary services. I mean, I wonder, as somebody who's been there, do you feel like no matter what kind of medical care you would have gotten, having been put in the situation, that you were put in, was there anything that the military could have done to really sort of mitigate the challenges you faced when you came home?
I think the best thing that they actually did for me, the first time I came back, is pretty much I got back going to civilian life. There wasn't a whole lot of transition. The second time I was in Fallujah, before we came back, we spent a month on ship with just each other, and we spent like 2 weeks in Thailand just decompressing, and it was that itself made all the difference in the world. I mean, I came back to a wife that was 3 months pregnant. I had been gone for 15 months, and that was extremely hard to deal with. But had I just came back to that right away, straight from combat, I don't even want to think about what could have happened.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think that was the very best thing they did for me. And it wasn't intentional. It was just we happened to go over there on ship. And so, therefore, we had to come back on ship. And one of the port calls on the way back was Thailand, and it's like shaking up a soda bottle. If you shake it up and take off the top right away, it just explodes all over. But if you shake it up and then open it up a little bit, let a little pressure out, close it up, open up a little bit more, let a little bit more pressure out, close it up, and keep doing that until there's no more pressure left, that really helps. And that made astonishing amount of difference.
Well, hey, Justin, thanks so much for calling in this morning, and thanks for your perspective, and obviously thank you for your service. Really, really appreciate your call, man.
Thanks for having me.
Hang in there, man. 9:34 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll continue our discussion about the Fort Hood shootings. Why do we jump to conclusions that this is about the alleged shooter's Islamic heritage instead of jumping to the conclusion based on fact, by the way?
Can you see why people don't want to go fight in Iraq and Afghanistan after listening to that guy talk?
Yeah, that was really...
great call.
That was a tough... it was hard to listen to, but important to listen to. And I just don't... You know, when you hear a call like that, when you hear the numbers about suicides at Fort Hood, when you hear the numbers about PTSD, I don't understand why we don't first jump to the conclusion that we've got a system, a military system in crisis. And if you want to call up and make the case that this is part of the war that Islam is supposedly waging against the United States, feel free to enter the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. But I don't understand how you can listen to a call like that and say that this isn't about a military institution that has been put under undue stress. We'll get back to the discussion after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, accident-free around the metro right now. Speeds going to be below the 50s and 60s in a couple spots for you. Westbound 36, Table Mesa to Baseline. Also on southbound I-25, 48th past Spear. But otherwise, we're looking pretty good. Maybe some heavy volumes on northbound side of 25, Evans to University, again from Lincoln to 6th Avenue. The forecast could be record breaker, sunny skies, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Our record is 79, set back in 1934. Right now it's 60 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is Mario Solis Maric. Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Soul Source Solar.
Get to Kohl's Power Shopping Sale this Friday and Saturday. It's two full days of the most powerful prices store-wide. All day this Friday and Saturday, only at Kohl's. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Mario Solis Maric.
PGID. Thank God it's here today.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, is proud to present the Peerless Diamond.
That's Jared.
Many experts say the most beautiful diamond is the ideal cut diamond. Exclusively at Jared, the Peerless Diamond, the ideal cut diamond, is tested and certified by two independent laboratories. One measures the diamond's four C's, while the other its radiance and fire. This second report measures what your eyes will have already told you, that the Peerless is one beautiful diamond.
It can only be Jared.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health.
Open your media player now and click on the banner to get your free bottle of Beta Prostate today. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. To get a full 30-day supply, rush to your door, click on the banner located next to your media player now. Or if you prefer, call 1-800-213-8043. That's 1-800-213-8043. This offer is for new customers only. All you pay is shipping and handling. Call or click now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-213-8043. That's 1-800-213-8043.
A flood-damaged car is like a ticking time bomb. Airbags don't work, and the car's electrical systems are rusting away. Avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
Mirrorless has done extensive work in here.
Really beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
But he didn't pay a dime.
I can contribute my time to somebody else's time.
Now CBS4's Molly Hughes shows us how people are beating the recession by bartering instead of spending cash.
There's no way we could have had this done without bartering.
And how you can do it too. No cash, no problem. Tonight at 10 on CBS4 News. Get the whole story.
Attention all units, this is an intrigued sealer.
For the first time ever,
my daughter's missing.
One mystery will cross three nights of television.
My name is Lieutenant Kane. How can I help?
From CSI Miami on Monday.
This went from a missing person to a double murder.
To CSI New York on Wednesday.
I found evidence of more than one woman.
How many?
A lot.
To CSI on Thursday.
Where is she?
The CSI trilogy starts with CSI Miami.
Monday, starting at 9 on CBS4.
Liberty Bell Telecom wants to put $500 in your pocket. How? With our new low-priced introductory offer to Liberty Bell Freedom Bundles. You get phone service, high-speed internet, and digital TV through Dish for $500 off our already low prices, plus free installation. And then don't forget to ask about 6 months of high-definition TV for free. We are your true local phone company, where you're never just a number. And remember, this is conventional phone service, not VoIP, and your high-speed internet will have you yelling, yippee-i-o. And when the digital TV transition comes, you'll be ready. Call for your free installation, quick, seamless, with the best customer service in the business. 303-BUNDLES, 303-BUNDLES, or online at 303bundles.com. That's 303bundles.com.
.com. 9:40 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Couple of scheduling notes. Self-promotion alert here, so I'll admit it up front. Self-promotion alert, scheduling notes. Tomorrow, I will be the keynote speaker at the Democratic Party of Denver's annual Edward M. Kennedy dinner. That's tomorrow starting at 6 p.m. at the Westin Tabor Center. You can get tickets at denverdemocrats.net, www.denverdemocrats.net. That's tomorrow night, Saturday, November 7th. And tonight, I will be on PBS Now, Now, or as they may call it, Now on PBS with David Brancaccio. I flew to New York to tape that show this week. It was quite a week, a 24-hour trip all the way back east and back. And you can find information about the show at our website, am760.net. Click on the J. Marvin page or go to pbs.org/now. pbs.org/now, and we'll get back to the phones now to our discussion about the Fort Hood shootings. Why has so much of the media and our society in general jumped to the conclusion that because the alleged shooter is Muslim, that his alleged violent acts were done on behalf of the Muslim religion, on behalf of Islam itself? 303-713-7600 is the number again, 303-713-7600. Anna in Greeley. Anna, you're on AM 760.
Oh, hi.
Hi there.
Yeah, actually,
we always jump to these conclusions, don't we? And I don't, because I don't believe in any of the monotheistic religions. But anyway, I believe they all believe in the same God. And this is a God who is a victim of multiple personality syndrome. And so, but when we illegally invaded Iraq, we invaded a secular country, and everybody, oh, they're all Muslim. We'll kill them all, you know, the same thing. Now, and we know we've seen killings in Fort Carson, right? I mean, the same, you're talking about all those killings that we've seen, lots of rampage killings across the country, and, here, and, you know, the Texas Tower Killer, you remember that one?
Yeah, long time ago, the famous one, right. Yeah.
His story is the same as most of the rampage killings in the country, about 99% of them, and you ought to read it sometime. But anyway, what fascinated me about the first thing I saw on the TV, quote-unquote, news, was that the man had started firing with two pistols. Now, how did he kill 13 people and wound 30 people with two pistols?
That's a good question. I mean, I'm not a firearms expert, so I don't know the answer to that. But it is a good question. And look, I think you make a point that a lot of people have forgotten. And I tried to make it was brief because I was up against the break. But the point about somebody called up and said, look, you know, for every example you have of a Timothy McVeigh, I have an example, 10 examples, supposedly, of Muslims killing Americans.
I heard that.
Yeah, and what I said is, well, only if you look at it in a narrow sense. If you look at it as a global citizen, right, and you step out and you look at the world as a human, in the last 10 years, here's what you see. You see, let's start with 9/11. Let's include 9/11. You see, what is it, 3,000 Americans killed on 9/11.
Well, wait a minute. I've got to object to that one.
Okay.
Okay. We saw, with a professional film crew, we saw these planes fly in. We know that they were in the air. One of them, I think, was in the air an hour and a half and wasn't intercepted the way it was supposed, the way the golfer's plane was intercepted when he crossed the Florida line, and he was supposed to be going to Texas, and he went north, and the people had frozen to death in the plane something, and the three planes got out of it.
Okay, well, my point is not about 9/11.
No, I know, but here's what I want to say about that. Okay, that's the World Trade Center, and there were people in there from 40 different countries.
Oh, absolutely. I'm making an argument. Let's just say, for argument's sake, you count up the amount of Americans that have been killed by Muslims, right, in the last 10 years, right? Let's you add the 3,000. Let's just say, for argument's sake, you take the 3,000 people who were killed on 9/11. You take the, 4,000 or 4,500 Americans who have been killed in Iraq, in soldiers in Iraq. You take, I forget how many it is in Afghanistan. Let's say, for argument's sake, it's 10,000 over the last 10 years. Now, you then step back and you say, well, okay, let's look at how many Muslims have been killed at the hands of Americans, right? And you look at potentially a million civilians dead in Iraq.
Uh-huh. And many of them were Christians. They're Christians all over the Middle East.
That's absolutely true.
Including among the Palestinians.
That's absolutely true. And so my only point is this. I'm not making a value judgment. Strip out whether we were justified to go into Iraq. I think we weren't, but strip even that away. And what you get is, if you look at it as just a human, there's an argument to be made that somebody could legitimately look at the situation and say, you know what, the real threat to global security, the real threat to humanity over the last 10 years has been the United States' foreign policy, the United States' aggressive policy. Now, you're not allowed to say that in many quarters because that makes people uncomfortable. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. I don't think it's fair for somebody to look at that and then say about America as a whole, that we, everybody in this country, that we as a whole are evil people. right? Just like I don't think it's fair to look at the shooting down in Fort Hood and learn that the alleged shooter is a Muslim and say that, well, this means that all Muslims are evil. It's a slippery slope, right? I mean, it can go either way. If you're going to apply that standard to one set of people, start applying it to other sets of people, and all of a sudden, you're throwing stones from a glass house.
Yeah, well, I want to ask the real pertinent questions, like about the two pistols that did all this damage. Now, Amy Goodman's program had on it this morning some little hint of somebody saying that there was probably friendly fire in there, but I don't know what that means because it doesn't look like they're focusing on, like you say, on the fact that this man was a Muslim, which makes absolutely no difference in the scheme of things because he's the one who had to listen to all those post-traumatic stress syndrome things, and he tried to help people with those, and I think it gave him post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Yeah, no, the question, you're exactly right. The question should be, why did this individual crack? And why do we have a military institution that seems to have more and more people cracking? That's a more pertinent, more serious, more real question. Unfortunately, it's a less sexy question than trying to create a narrative about Muslims. Hey, thanks for the call. Fareed, you're on AM 760. Hello, Fareed.
Hello, David. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Well, I'm a Muslim, and I would like to make a comment. First of all, I really appreciate your stance on being a fair man. I believe when whoever commits a crime, that crime needs to be, that crime needs to be pointed out, and not a state unless he does come and say that. And also, a person could be crazy and he could say stuff about his religion, probably, it's very easy to find out whether he really, his motive was, what it was. But here, first of all the victims and all their families need to be in our prayers and hope that whoever, that the person who did it, if he did it really out of knowledge and, whatever the reason he had, it was a stupidity, but he will be in hellfire. That's my sense. But, David, let me make a few things clear. There was a program, I believe, that was called, I think it was Nightline or 2020, a few years ago or so, that they tried to see the psychology of some children. What they did was, in a picture, they actually brought pictures of a black guy who was a professor and some other guys, and one of them was a criminal, and pointed out and asked the question as to who they thought the criminal was, and they all pointed to the black guy. And there was some other photos in which there was a Chinese guy and a Arab guy, probably, he was a Muslim, who knows, he had beard, and I think a turban and mustache. Again, it was asked that who was the bad guy, and they pointed to the Muslim. And this is the psychology of the children, and that's what we feed to them. So they look at somebody who looks a little different, then they say, well, this is the bad guy. Now, I believe you want to say something.
Well, I only want to say I agree, and I think that is part of a media and cultural programming that is almost invisible. Although at times like this, it becomes less invisible. We're able to call it out. I mean, this is what happened at Fort Hood. The media debate surrounding it is a good example of this.
Exactly. Now, you brought up many times the issue of Timothy McVeigh, and I never ever heard or watched on TV that referred to him as a Christian terrorist, and I believe it was not fair if he was referred that way. He was a terrorist, and he did something bad, and whoever does bad, it's bad. I mean, it has probably nothing to do with their faith, and if it has anything with their faith, I mean, if they say, or they, the person claims, that's the wrong thing. He doesn't know his faith.
Right, I'll make it personal to me, right, when the killer of Yitzhak Rabin cited Judaism as the reason why he killed Yitzhak Rabin. He was saying, I speak for Judaism. I acted on behalf of the Jewish faith when I killed Yitzhak Rabin. I'm sorry. Like, even if that guy said that, he doesn't speak for the Jewish faith. He doesn't speak for somebody like me. He doesn't speak for the Jewish community. And I don't think, and here's the thing, when that guy said that, nobody really took it seriously in the sense people said, of course he doesn't speak for the Jewish faith. Now, if in this instance, because it's been alleged that the alleged shooter said Allah Akbar before he fired the gun, all of this unconfirmed, of course, but because the prospect that he even said that, our reaction is different. The reaction isn't among the society to say, of course he doesn't speak for Islam. You know, of course he doesn't speak for the Muslim community. It's different. In America, we say, yeah, he probably does speak for Islam. And that's a problem. That is a problem. That is, as you allude to, a cultural programming over years and years and years where we have been taught to equate Muslims, all Muslims, with the acts of a very tiny handful of Muslims who have done terrible things in saying, purporting themselves in the name of their faith, when in fact it wasn't. I'm sorry, as a Jewish person, I shouldn't be held accountable for the guy who killed Yitzhak Rabin. The Muslim community should not have to feel accountable or responsible for a soldier who allegedly, probably for reasons that have nothing to do with his faith, cracked at Fort Hood, where we've seen this kind of psychological instability, suicide rates high, and all the like, for years. Fareed, thanks so much for the call. 953 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, Dave, luckily there's not much for me to talk about, so I'm going to step aside and for more phone calls, but only heavy volumes southbound 25, Park Avenue past Spear, and westbound on the Turnpike, Table Mesa past Baseline. Morning commute all done for us. Your forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, high around 77, currently 60 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Why choose your local Goodyear dealer? They offer free alignment checks, free tire rotations every 6,000 miles with a tire purchase, a price match guarantee, and low, low prices. For details and to find a nearby retailer, go to GoodyearDealers.com/Denver or call 1-877-61-TIRES.
What pain medicine do doctors recommend most for joint pain?
It may be the holiday season, but those aren't jingle bells you're hearing. It's the money you're overpaying for inkjet printer ink. And every time you hit print, that money adds up. Don't spend another year overpaying for printer ink. This year, switch to a Kodak printer and spend that money on more important things. Get a new Kodak printer this weekend at Walmart and deck the halls with fairly priced printer ink. With Kodak, you can print and prosper.
Surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 888-600-MIDAS. 888-600-MIDAS. That's 888-600-MIDAS. Again, that's 888-600-MIDAS.
955 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to Dave in Littleton. Dave, you're on AM 760.
Morning, how you doing?
Good.
All this stuff going on, like you've been talking about the Muslim faith, and people automatically jump into conclusions about it. You know, really, it's, you look at it, and throughout history, throughout our country's history, I should say, is we're a deeply seated society that thrives on hate and fear. We really do. That's really the only thing that ever triggers anybody in this country is hate and fear.
I won't go as far as you as saying that I think that's the only thing we feed off of, but it's a very, very powerful force. And frankly, it gets more and more powerful when things get more and more stressful. I mean, particularly during a recession and in the military. Let's use the example of the military. The military is a stressed institution right now because of the, it's being stretched thin. Wars in general they put people under terrible duress, even obviously professional soldiers. And so that is the time when hate and fear tends to really bubble up. And, you know, I'm an eternal optimist. I mean, I know sometimes I don't sound like I'm an eternal optimist, but, you know, I think our nation's history is a history of overcoming those fears, but we're not nearly out of the woods yet in the sense that we're still a nation that struggles with divisiveness. And I think that's probably necessary in the sense that we've got to go through these struggles to get to become a better people and a better society. You know, we got through and we struggled through the hate and fear that dominated the 50s and the 60s when it came to racism, and racism still very much exists today. But at least we've gotten through some of the worst institutional racism. And I think we're now only starting to work through the worst institutional and psychological isms against other religions. And it's a long road. And I think, you know, the reason why we did this show today, after these tragic, terrible Fort Hood shootings, and they are tragic and terrible, is because every moment is a teachable moment. And we have to step back and look at what are we making the assumptions on? What conclusions are we jumping to? And most importantly, why? And that's the way to move forward. It's a tragic and terrible tragedy what happened at Fort Hood, but we've got to ask these questions. And we'll continue asking them next week.
If you just bought a car and paid more than $500 for it, you're going to want to change the station. Because we're about to tell everyone in this listening area how to get a vehicle for as low as $500. So if you don't want to hear about these incredible deals, please change the station now. Imagine finding Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, and more. Some starting as low as $500. If you'd like a full list of cars priced to sell, call in the next 30 minutes and you'll guarantee your copy of the list now. Please dial carefully. 1-800-300-9952. Bargain Network Motors is a service for anyone who wants to get a great deal on cars and SUVs at auction, including low, low repo deals on cars starting as low as $500, which means no car payments ever. But cars like these go fast, so you'll need to call now for the list of cars available in your area. Pick up the phone and get yours now. 1-800-300-9952. 1-800-300-9952. That's 1-800-300-9952.
If you're really hungry, then get online at am760.net and click Bargain Watch. You can buy a $50 gift certificate to Rodizio Grill for just $25. Great deals and savings just like this one brought to you by Comcast.
AM 760.